participation. ESPN Tri-Cities presents High School Baseball.
There goes Shires to third. It's ripped right back up the middle. Oh, caught by the second baseman. Nice play. And Lee will throw to shortstop, and Joey Scoff is doubled off. His base runner in Lane Shires.
Today, the Kearney Bearcats host the Twin River Titans. High School Baseball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Pitch is hit towards center field. Coming in strong and diving and making the catch is going to be Paul Schuyler. Tagging up towards the plate. The throw's there. Got him on the foot, but Richter is sliding in ahead of the tag. And Kearney takes a 2-1 lead. A nice play in center by Paul Schuyler.
Kearney split a pair of games over the weekend, defeating Grand Island and falling to Lincoln Southwest. Twin River picked up their first win of the year, downing South Sioux City Monday. Kearney will be on the road for districts Saturday versus Millard North and likely Millard West. It's the Bearcats and the Titans coming up next, but first it's time for the pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Jeff Babel live from Memorial Field in Kearney right after this word.
To be a Platte River Prep school sponsor, like Kearney Catholic, Awori Dunes, and Copycat Printing, email digital@platteriverradio.com and find out how you can support your team on platteriverpreps.com.
Five stations.
1230 KHIS.
KSS. Hastings.
KXPN Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Classic Hits.
Power 99.
One team.
Platte River Preps.
Platte River Preps.
PlatteRiverPreps.com. Powered by Platte River Radio. Local sports, your music.
And welcome to the regular season finale of the Kearney baseball season. I'm Jeff Babel alongside Chris Lane and Stacey Johns back in the studios. It's the Kearney Bearcats and the Twin River Titans live from Memorial Field here on ESPN 1460. We'll have starting lineups in a moment. First, let's give you a quick preview of the district tournament. As we're announced today, Kearney will be in the A1 district. They're going to be at Millard West High School. Their game at 1:30 will be against Millard North. Kearney's the number 1-3 seed, so they'll be the road team in that game against Millard North, 1:30 at Millard West High School. If they win, they'll advance to play likely the number 1 team in the state, Millard West. Millard West will await the Bunny Bracket winner on Friday, so a chance for a doubleheader here on ESPN 1460 on Saturday for Kearney Bearcat baseball against the two Millards, Millard North first and then hopefully Millard West as well. Twin River, they'll be in the B4 district. They're going to take on Lincoln Pius X in the B4. So Twin River picked up their first win of the year against South Sioux City by a score of 9-2 on Monday. And their reward will be Lincoln Pius in the B4 district in their road to the state tournament as well. But so that'll be Saturday. We'll have all that first. But before Saturday, we've got to get through today's game first. And Doug caught up with the coaches here earlier today. So we'll hear from Doug on the other side of this break. You're listening to High School Baseball on ESPN Tri-Cities.
At Steinbrink Landscaping and Greenhouses in Kearney, our experienced landscape designers will help you take your ideas and dreams for your property and turn them into reality. Unleash your property's full potential by letting our team professionally design, install, and maintain your residential or commercial landscapes. We can help you transform your yard and garden into the envy of the neighborhood. Visit them online at steinbrink.com or stop by and talk to the experts at 2010 30th Avenue. Steinbrink Landscaping, locally grown, locally owned, and a proud sponsor of Kearney High Baseball.
At Insurance Connection, we strive to make our clients feel like family. Looking for home, auto, life, or business insurance? We're here to help. With locations in Kearney, Gibbon, and Grand Island, our mission is to help you realize your dreams by providing the protection and peace of mind to power life's journey. Contact John, Ray, Jamie, or Jaylene at 308-237-0914 or insconnect.net. Stop in at 2615 2nd Avenue. Proud supporters of Kearney Baseball.
It's the final game of the regular season for the Kearney Bearcats. They host Twin River today here on ESPN Radio. Coach Brad Archer with us here as they prepare for districts, which should get underway on Saturday. We'll get to that in just a moment. But, Coach, haven't played since Saturday. Things didn't really go the way for the Bearcats this Saturday. Even in the games that you'd lost, most of them had been close. What set Saturday's game apart from the other ones so far this season?
Well, I think a couple things. You know, number one, give Lincoln Southwest credit. They've been scoring a lot of runs this spring, and they got kind of on a roll there, and we helped them out with a couple plays and extended some innings, and that allowed them to kind of build a big lead on us. You know, the game started out where we were hitting the ball extremely well, and And unfortunately, while the game was still in a situation where we could be very competitive, we had bases loaded. But unfortunately, Lane Shires hit a shot down the third base line, and the third baseman backhanded it, stepped on the bag, and then threw him out at first base. And I think that kind of took the wind out of our sails a little bit.
You haven't played a lot of Class B competition, and Twin River, one of the smallest teams in the state to play baseball here. But I'm guessing when you and Mr. Hoag were trying to put a schedule together, at the beginning you were trying to get every team that would say yes. How did this game come about?
Well, that's exactly how it came about. Mr. Hoag just sent out a blanket statement when we first started the program for anyone that would play us. All the teams have had schedules for a long time and probably just rotate the dates on a yearly basis. So we were just looking to pick up anyone that would grab us. And so, as you said, any yeses we got when we sent the schedule out, we took.
Well, this is kind of a yin and a yang. As a coach, you never want to go in saying, well, this is a game we should win, but yet this is a game you should win. They have struggled. They haven't won a ball game yet this year. A chance to get some kids some playing time. How do you approach today's game?
Well, as you said, it is a game that we should win, and we are coming up with our next game being districts that start on Saturday. So, and since we haven't played last Saturday, we're going to go ahead and start our starters. Probably the biggest difference tonight is we're planning on probably throwing anywhere from 4 to 6 different pitchers. We're going to use that as their bullpen for this week, and just hopefully, as we kind of rotate through the lineup using 5 or 6 different pitchers, we should be able to get most of our kids in the game.
Something different as well is when you're going into postseason, you kind of figure that you're going to be playing a lot and getting ready. This actually is probably the first time since all the cancellations that you've only played once in a week.
That's true. We tried to reschedule the Omaha Burke game, and we thought we had some things going there for yesterday, but then you looked at the weather forecast, and it was 80-90% in the eastern part of the state. And going back and looking at the games that were scheduled yesterday in that area, none of those were actually played. So it's unfortunate that we couldn't get the Burt game in, but we had a good day of practice, and we'll get our game in today, and then we'll have another day or two of practice and be ready for districts.
Another minute here with Brad Archer as they get ready to wrap up the season at home with Twin River today. Before that game Saturday, you won 5 of your last 6, split with Prep. Where do you see your team right now as you head towards districts?
Well, I think we're getting to that point now that we've seen enough, live pitching, and we've been in enough different situations that we're about as good as we're going to be at this point in time. Our pitching, and I've said it before, has been better than what I had anticipated going into the spring. I think those guys have done a great job. And right now I think Mason Casper's probably set the tone for us a little bit. So he'll get the nod come Saturday versus Millard North. But Brant Grosskreutz and Noah Carpenter and Chandler Welker have all pitched well. And we've got some other kids that have thrown well for us. But with district tournament coming up, one thing about high school districts is it's only single elimination. So you're going to have your 1 and 2 pitchers pitch well for you. And a lot of teams are probably going to get by with two guys, to be quite honest with you.
Well, you mentioned it, Coach. We know that you're going to be on the road. You're right in the middle of the pack of the wild card standings here. It seems like as these district pairings came out today, you kind of knew where you were going to be. And you just saw Millard North a couple of weeks ago.
We did. And the last couple of days, we were just kind of waiting for teams to play one another. You really don't have a lot of control on, what seed you are and those type of things because, all the baseball teams, whether it be Class A or Class B, they all count. And so your point averages continue to move on a daily basis. But we ended up in that 13 spot. And so we're going to be Our opening game will be with Millard North, the way it looks. And then we ended up in Millard West District. So obviously that's going to be a great district and very competitive. And hopefully we can come out on Saturday and take care of that first game against Millard North, who beat us a couple weeks ago, and then have an opportunity to, I would assume, play Millard West on the following Monday.
All right, Coach. Well, let's have one more here at home in this first season of Kearney High Baseball, and then we will see you in Omaha on Saturday. Thanks for the time, Coach.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
That's Brad Archer, Kearney Baseball Coach. The starting lineups for today's matchup with Twin River coming up next here on ESPN Radio.
10 years of doing things the right way have led to a decade of trust between Buffalo Roofing and local homeowners benefiting from quality workmanship and products. From storm damage repair to updating the look of your home with new siding and gutters, Buffalo Roofing is proud of their outstanding service on every job. Trust the company that's built itself on trust. When it comes to roofing, siding, and gutters, local is best. Buffalo Roofing of Kearney, voted best of Kearney 4 years straight. Online at buffaloroofingne.com.
You already know that at Lanny Carlson Motors, we go the extra mile for you. And now, we're going for extra bases, too. If we don't have what you're looking for, our convenient car finder tool will help us put you in the right car at the right price. Our prices can't be beat for cars as new as last year's models, and we even have financing available. So come on in and see my husband Lanny, Jerry, or Brandon in North Kearney across from Menards at 6110 2nd Avenue or online at LannyCarlsonMotors.com. That's Lanny Carlson Motors, going the extra mile for you. Proudly supporting Kearney High School Baseball.
And welcome back to the Memorial Field. I'm Jeff Babel alongside Chris Lang. Let's give you the starting lineups here. First for Twin River, the Titans leading off and wearing number 6, third baseman Jackson Hinkie. In the two hole, number 12, Dalton Gambica will be your catcher. Batting third, number 4, Zach Jureski will be at first base. In the cleanup spot, number 15, Jameson Yurkowski will be in center field. In the five hole, number 11, Braden Miller, he'll be at shortstop. Or Brandon Miller, excuse me. Braden will be on the Kearney Bearcat team. We'll get to him shortly. In the six hole, number 17, Blake Booth, he'll be on the mound tonight for Twin River. Number 7 hole hitter is number 7, Connor Oberhauser. He'll be at second base. Number 8 hole hitter, number 16, Preston Gembecchia, he'll be in right field. And wearing number 1 and batting 9th, the left fielder, Mason Tensky. Let's take a look now at Kearney. They're going to be led by Lane Shires in the leadoff spot, number 12, and second baseman. In the two hole, number 21, Corbin Foster, he'll be in right field. In the three spot, number 10, Braden Miller, he'll be catching. Batting cleanup, number 4, Mason Casper, he'll be at third base tonight. Number 5 hole, number 36, Corbin Rich, he'll be the designated hitter. In the sixth spot, number 41, Seth Stroh, he'll be at shortstop. Batting seventh, number 35, Jackson Worley over at first base. Batting eighth, number 14, Sam Ingberg, he'll be in left field. And batting ninth, number 3, Trey Rodriguez in center field. And being designated hitter for the starting pitcher, number 27, Noah Carpenter. Coaches are meeting with the umpires at the plate, going over the ground rules. And Chris, we've looked at the bracket. This game doesn't really mean anything more than just a quick tune-up before district play on Saturday. So if you're Kearney here, you're just probably trying to avoid injuries and maybe bat around a few times.
Yeah, right. And I think especially once you get past the – of course, any game, just the way baseball is, it's so kind of unpredictable regardless of the opponent you play. You could potentially hit into 3 line driveouts pretty quickly and the other team maybe gets on in some strange ways. So I think for the first couple innings and – you know, the elephant in the room is Twin River doesn't have a great team this year. That's not, you know, picking on them. That's just kind of an objective fact. So for the most part, I think the first couple innings are definitely going to be looking to kind of play the same way they have all year. But you're right. After that, I think it's a little bit more of a confidence building game. You know, sure. you can have guys like Seth Stroh, for instance. I know Seth Stroh is a tremendous baseball player. For whatever reason, throughout the spring, he's struggled a little bit. Well, if he gets 3 or 4 good fastballs to hit today, he can go into the districts. He might turn into that Seth Stroh that everybody knows he is. All of a sudden, you've got a completely different baseball team. So that's the biggest thing for Kearney, and as well as throwing strikes, getting through this game with limited pitching. That to me is the biggest things you're looking for. It's just confidence building and then the ability to throw strikes.
Looks like the home plate umpire will be Tim Higgins, and on the base pass will be Dan Schmidt, so veteran crew out there today. And we'll have the national anthem here pretty shortly. So let's take a look at the bracket first. I was talking with Coach Connett down there in the dugout before the game, Chris, and he was, you know, I tried to do what everyone does and look ahead of the bracket and, you know, say, well, I think you guys matched up well with Millard West at the beginning of the year, and he kind of agreed. But His sentiment was, we got to get past Miller North first.
Yeah, and those are two teams, actually. I believe I did both those games. Kearney obviously played them earlier in the year. Miller North, let me tell you what, Miller North does not seem like a team that's, you know, your typical two or three seed. They were the last two seed, I believe, on the sheet. That team, to me, it's shocking that they're not a top 10 in the power rankings right now. I mean, their seven-hole hitter, I believe, was committed to Southeast Community College. He went about 400 feet to left for a three-run homer. So, and they also had a starting pitcher looked like he was in the mid-80s when they played Kearney. So they're going to be an extremely tough out. And it's going to be very tough for Kearney to get past that game. And then also when you add in Millard West. But I do kind of agree with Coach Connett. A lot of times we talk about coach speak. And, you know, maybe a coach doesn't say what he's really thinking. He's saying kind of the politically correct answer. To me, that's actually the true thing. I mean, it's going to take a lot just to get past Millard North.
Oh, yeah.
And then Millard West, I mean, Millard West is going to be playing a four seed to get into their game. So they're not going to throw their best pitcher, more than likely. So they're going to have their biggest gun. Kearney's going to have to beat them probably with their number two or three.
Yeah, I would think that you'll see a combination maybe of Casper, if he pitched as well as he did against Grand Island, going 6 2/3 and only being lifted because of the pitch count and throwing out 12 Ks and Grosskreutz. And since the games are all going to be on one day, in theory, you won't be limited to your pitch count or your two appearances in one day. So you could, in fact, pitch in both games if you're those guys. So, but if you're Kearney, you might run out of just gas in that second game around fourth or fifth inning, where Millard West was able to throw their three or four even against the Bunny Bracket winner, where Kearney's got to focus on throwing maybe their one and two just to get past Millard North. So they're doing lineups here at Memorial Field. We'll take a break. We're going to have the national anthem as well. But you're listening to High School Baseball on ESPN Tri-Cities. Many thanks to our fine sponsors that allowed us to be here today, including C-Tech Flooring, your restoration experts, and Duncan Tice Construction, building with confidence. And let's also thank our foul ball sponsor today, Home Real Estate. There's no place like home. We'll take a break. Be back in 2 minutes here on ESPN 1460. You're listening to High School Baseball on ESPN Tri-Cities.
Kearney Baseball is brought to you in part by BioTest Plasma.
How would you like to be compensated for becoming a superhero? BioTest Plasma Center, one block south of Menards in Kearney, is currently seeking superheroes. How do you become a superhero? By donating your life-saving plasma. Your plasma will be used to treat a variety of conditions, and when you become a plasma donor superhero, you're compensated for your time, up to $340 a month. Please visit us online at biotestplasma.com or stop by BioTest Plasma Center, one block south of Menards in Kearney.
Great Western Bank in Kearney is a proud supporter of the Kearney High baseball team and would like to wish all the athletes good luck.
Strike three, you're out!
Great Western Bank, making life great. Our focus is on relationship-based consumer, business, and agribusiness banking, offering personal checking, banking on the go, mortgage, savings accounts, money management, and much more. Find out which account is right for you at 2120 First Avenue in Kearney. Great Western Bank, making life great. Go Bearcats!
Your home or business doesn't have a tarp during rain delays, so when you experience water damage, the only place to call is C-Tech Restoration in Kearney. Whether it's fire damage, storm damage, or even mold remediation, C-Tech is here to get it right. Each member of the C-Tech team shares a commitment to quality. C-Tech is also your home for custom flooring, whether that be hardwoods, laminates, vinyl, tile, or carpeting. Don't just foul off your restoration and flooring plans. Hit a home run with C-Tech at ctechrestoration.com.
The Bike Shed in Kearney proudly supports Kearney High Baseball. Our staff has many years of experience and is ready to help you with all your cycling and fitness needs. We carry a full line of bikes, fitness equipment, parts and accessories, and provide service and repair. We assist professional to casual bike riders with bike parts knowledge, support, labor, and custom bike setups. If you'd like to talk to our specialists, call us at 308-234-BIKE or stop in at 1800 North 2nd Avenue. Get fit with help from the Bike Shed in Kearney. Online at headtotheshed.com.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Johnson, co-owner and realtor at Home Real Estate of Kearney. As a licensed realtor, I can see potential in a house, and I can help clients see it too. Our motto is, there's no place like home, and I enjoy seeing people envision their entire future in a beautiful home that they like. At Home Real Estate of Kearney, our personal touch and first-class help ensure that we are the best agents we can be. Our office phone is 308-234-1080, or our website is www.homekearney.com.
Welcome back to Memorial Field. Alongside Chris Lang and I'm Jeff Babel. Many thanks to our fine sponsors, including BioTest Plasma Center. Be a superhero, save lives, and get compensated. Kearney will be throwing Noah Carpenter out there today. He'll face Hanke, Jambica, and Jureski to start the game. 1-2-3 hole hitters here. Top of the first inning, Casper Miller throws it down to second. And we're about ready to go here from Memorial Field, leading off the game for Twin River. Like I said, was Jackson Hanke. Hanke on the year is their best hitter by average, or 297 on the year. Scored 9 runs, and first pitch of the game is over and across for strike number one, fastball. Right at the knees, called by Tim Higgins for strike number one.
I'm not quite sure how much Carpenter's pitched this year, but he really has a good pitcher's body, a prototypical build you'd really like to see with those long levers.
This one's fisted over to Shires at short. Easy play, 4-3 in your book, and one away for Kearney.
Now batting number 12.
And, you know, with all respect to Tim Higgins, he's a tremendous umpire. There's always tendencies umpires have. Tim is one of those guys who's got a little bit of a tighter zone compared to maybe some of the other ones we see. Obviously, we look at the game we did last week in Grand Island. Certain umpires just have bigger and smaller zones. It doesn't make them any better or worse than the other one. That's just their tendency. So the pitchers today, they're going to have to be a little bit more in the zone maybe than usual.
Fastball just off the edge, but it was swung on and missed by Dalton Jambecchia for strike number one. Yeah, last game you and I, Chris, did, the outside corner was there. You're saying Tim might not give it to the pitchers today. This one is low for ball number one.
Right, and it's just a very subjective thing. And like we talked about last week, even MLB umpires, you can look at all of them. None of them, they all have different zones.
Breaking ball off speed just outside of the zone. But again, checking a swing, and this time going all the way around was Jambecchia, so 1-2 the count. Nice off-speed pitch there from Carpenter. Here comes the payoff pitch, 1-2, and swinging strike 3, dropped by Miller. He'll throw it down to first, and in time, so strikeout in the book. First one of the game for Noah Carpenter, and two away now for the Bearcats, and that'll bring up Zach Jureski, the Twin River first baseman.
And that's exactly what Coach Archer and Kearney High wants to see there, is Carpenter for his first 5 or 6 pitches or strikes, being able to throw that breaking ball and get a chase. And then also defensively, you know, you get a strike 3 and it gets away from the catcher a little bit, and he is able to throw it down to first and complete the play by fielding the ball exceptionally well.
Carpenter delivers, and it's called strike on the outer half. Pitch number 2 on his way, and this one looks inside and low for ball number 1.
And I can't imagine Twin River seeing a whole lot of 1-1 breaking balls. You know, breaking balls in even counts or when they're ahead of the count. So if Carpenter's able to do that, it's going to be very tough for Twin River to manage much.
Carpenter throws this one, hits the plate, and Miller will throw it back. So ball number 2. Twin River, Chris, is the smallest class or the smallest school that has high school baseball, and Kearney is one of the larger schools, so it is a clear enrollment mismatch here as Carpenter throws another pitch outside, but again, swinging at the pitch was the Twin River batter Jureski, so 2-2 the count. So as far as it was, you know, Kearney's first year, so trying to find teams that would be willing to come out here and play, they already had their dates contracted. Twin River says, hey, we'll come play. And that one's outside. Checking his swing that time was Jureski. So you knew at the beginning of the year that this was probably going to be a game that Kearney was going to win easily, but it's more of a tune-up game now that they've moved the date to after the district game. And that one is high and inside for ball number 4. So base on balls for Jureski.
Jameson Kurkowski.
And he'll reach first base, brings up center fielder Jameson Yurkowski for Twin River.
And off the top of my mind, at least, without, you know, extensively thinking about it, the one sport I think that the toughest would be to compete with a team that had a higher enrollment would be football, but I think second would probably be baseball, just because of it requires a lot of people to have there's a foul ball back into the stands, make it 0-1. It requires a lot of people when you're growing up to have a good baseball program, right? I mean, to get the numbers, to have the little league program, et cetera. A lot of times these small towns, what they do is they obsess over football and then basketball. Maybe they're not, you know, super big into it, but you can always play it inside and you only need 10 people to do it. So baseball is kind of that sport that it's very tough if you don't have a high population compared to a basketball or some of those other sports you could compete in potentially with a lower enrollment number.
Pickoff move at first and back safely was Jureski. That foul ball brought to you by Home Real Estate. There's no place like home. So 0-1 to Yurkowski from the stretch. Carpenter delivers. Faking a steal over there was Jureski. That one misses high for ball number one. 1-1 the count.
And another thing is sometimes they don't specialize. Whenever there's a little bit more opportunity in smaller schools, they'll play way more sports as a runner going to second there.
And he's going to be picked off and thrown out at second easily. So nice job by Carpenter stepping off and avoiding the balk, throwing out Jureski, caught stealing. So that will retire the side. It's not three up, three down, but it is in order. So Yurkowski will be leading off the next inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no man left on base. We'll head to the bottom of the first. Kearney, or Twin River 0, and Kearney coming to bat. You're listening to High School Baseball on ESPN Tri-Cities.
Man, Cooper, this is hard work. We should call Johnson Landscape.
That's right, boys. Landscaping is hard work, and not to mention, most people just don't have the time. Don't worry, that's exactly why we're here. Johnson Landscape has been landscaping the Tri-City area for 20 years, and our professional staff knows how to do the job right and on time. As always, we offer landscaping, sprinkler systems, retaining walls, paver patios, and much more.
Ooh, this landscaping is awesome. Good thing we called Johnson Landscape.
Check us out on the web at johnsonlandscape.net.
Isn't it time you start treating your eyesight as the precious gift it is? Make your appointment at Optical Gallery in Kearney with one of the biggest frame selections, including names like Tom Ford, Marc Jacobs, Oakley, and Maui Jim. You will be seeing yourself in style. Open Monday through Friday with evening appointments available. Personal, professional, quality eye care. Optical Gallery. We'll help you see the difference. Make an appointment today with Dr. Mandy Johnson. Optical Gallery on 39th Street in Kearney.
It's the dream of every American, your own home. And Midwest Elite Contracting brings that dream to you. Whether your old home is not big enough, needing updates, or new construction, Midwest Elite Contracting can complete it. On time, on budget. They can help you with everything, including the design, new construction, remodel, siding, roofing, and more. The only name you need is Midwest Elite Contracting. Stop in and see the showroom at their new location, 3803 2nd Avenue, and online at MWElite Contracting.com.
At Steinbrink Landscaping and Greenhouses in Kearney, our experienced landscape designers will help you take your ideas and dreams for your property and turn them into reality. Unleash your property's full potential by letting our team professionally design, install, and maintain your residential or commercial landscapes. We can help you transform your yard and garden into the envy of the neighborhood. Visit them online at steinbrink.com or stop by and talk to the experts at 2010 30th Avenue. Steinbrink Landscaping, locally grown, locally owned, and a proud sponsor of Kearney High Baseball.
Back here at Memorial Field, Shires, Foster, and Miller do up for the Bearcats. Casper, Ridge, and Stroh to bat if any of those first three reach. They're going to face four Twin River, Blake Booth. Blake's going to go from the set position, not going to work out of the windup, and he'll throw across for ball number one to Lane Shires.
The biggest thing for Kearney, I think, if you're the hitting coach, you're going into this looking at what the offense can do is they're going to be seeing some slower velocity as there's a ball right down that third baseline that was pulled by Shires and throw over to first gets him just in time. The biggest thing for Kearney is you don't want your guys getting out of order or not literally getting out of order, but swinging out of the swings they've taken the whole season. Sometimes when you see somebody with a little bit less velocity on the mound, you press a little bit, you want to swing so badly you don't want to walk because you think, hey, this might be my opportunity to get one over the fence. The biggest thing for Kearney is just to stay disciplined, have their same approach they've had the whole year, regardless of who's pitching.
Booth making his fifth appearance on the year. That one trickles away. Foul tipped away by Foster. That foul ball brought to you by Home Real Estate. There's no place like home. Fifth appearance, and like we said, Twin River's been struggling on the year, so a 16.8 ERA is what I have from Booth. That one's low and in the dirt for ball number one.
This is really one I think you'll see a majority of the Kearney hitters. Not all of them. Some hitters are just so used to sitting where they want to stay in the same spot they always are, but you might see some guys get right in front of that box, kind of make that ball travel quicker to them.
And that one's laced down the first baseline, called fair. And heading back to first is Foster. So Foster reaches on a single, and that one was roped. Almost hit Dan Schmidt out there on the first baseline, but he'll be okay. And good piece of hitting for Corbin Foster. And brings up Braden Miller, the catcher. Three-hole hitter. Braden playing well so far this year, doing a good job behind the plate as well. Decent lead over there by Foster. He won't be going, and that pitch is outside for ball number one. Looks like if I'm looking at just pure ERAs and appearances, it looks like either Miller or Hinkie will be making the start for Twin River against Pius in their district opener. Breaking ball misses high for ball number two. 2-0 the count.
And again, Kearney's got to be, we can add up all of these things, whether it's, you know, the pitching velocity on the mound, just being antsy for the last game, et cetera, but also Tim Higgins' zone, too. It just really got to be disciplined. There's an example of the type of swing 2-0 there. Miller took a pretty good hack at it, didn't quite come up with it, but if Booth has some off-speed stuff, he's going to be able to get some outs today, because I don't think Kearney's going to be able to trust that he can throw it, and they're going to be looking for that fastball in most of the counts.
Booth throws it high and inside for ball number three. Almost hit Miller. 3-1 the count from Booth. Right-hander works out of the stretch position, whether anyone is on or not. Foster over there at first. Not going. And hit the third. We'll see if they try to turn two. Bobbled at first. Third, so he'll have to go to first. And in time to retire Miller. So 5-3. So a couple good plays over there by Twin River's third baseman. And you have a question here. It looks like a courtesy runner, so they must have called him safe at first. Assuming a pulled foot, Chris.
The umpire was stationed over there at second. I think they just called him safe straight up, and then you saw Miller kind of get off the bag, and I think all he was doing was going to get a courtesy runner, and that's kind of where the confusion came from.
So, looks like it'll be an infield hit is what's been ruled here at Memorial Field. That ball is called strike on Mason Casper. Mason Casper was a winning pitcher against Grand Island, went 6 2/3, and when he was batting against Grand Island in their first game, hit the game-winning RBI single. Mason takes ball high and inside here for 1-1. So two on for the Bearcats, only one away. Here in the bottom of the first, no score. High school baseball on ESPN Tri-Cities. Thanks for joining us. Booth delivers high and outside again for ball number two. I think our listeners listening in Genoa or any of the Twin River area schools on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance, Kearney Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. We'll be in Lincoln on Saturday for the Kearney High District opener. Swinging strike from Mason Casper and throwing it down in a pickoff move to try and get Miller's courtesy runner, unsuccessful, but a nice play by the catcher, keeping the runner close, perhaps preventing a double, allowing a runner to score from first. Booth delivers, off-speed pitch outside for ball number three, and that'll fill a count up, full count 3-2 here on Mason Casper.
And we'll see here how much Booth kind of can trust his off-speed. If he wants to throw it 3-2 here, he might get a swing and a miss if he can do it. Otherwise, he's going to have to go with fastball, and Casper most likely makes contact with.
And that's exactly what happened. They're going to try and turn two, and actually they're going to go to third here, get the force out at first. So fielder's choice, 6-5. Casper will reach, and that will retire Foster. And it'll bring up number 36, the designated hitter, Corbin Rich.
And that's not a play you really see that often. A majority of the time you get a 6'5" like that, it's because the shortstop has to backhand that thing and all of his momentum's taking him that way. But that was just right from the get-go. They knew where they were going with that thing, apparently, and they wanted to throw it over to third and get that lead runner.
So two away now. First pitch is a ball outside to Corbin Rich, designated hitter. That one's fouled off at the screen. That foul ball brought to you by Home Real Estate. There's no place like home.
You know, I think most people's immediate reaction to a play like that is maybe, you know, Twin River, what are you doing? That's not usual baseball. But really, if you – maybe they know that they've just struggled turning double plays and they've just decided, hey, you know what the best thing to do is? Let's take that short throw to third. And maybe that's just – you know, that's a smart thing that they've decided to do and they understand what their team is right now. And, you know, maybe that's the rationale you have for a play like that.
Yep, ball low and in the dirt. That was my first thought, Chris, was it was a deep hit ball. The odds of them turning that double play less than 10%. And instead of just throwing to second, they went and got the force at first. And that ball's in a gap, and it'll be a two RBI double here for Corbin Rich. Rounding third in scoring is Miller, and then also coming in to score is Mason Casper. So an RBI double for Corbin Rich right into the gap between left and center field. And Kearney strikes first with a 2-0 lead here in the top of the first, two RBI double for Corbin Rich. Shortstop. And I'll bring up Seth Stroh, number 41, the shortstop.
So it's Corbin, just a freshman, obviously showing off a great bat there. And it's kind of not necessarily the most important hit that Kearney will have all season to make it 2-0 against Twin River, but it is nice to get some runs on the board and kind of assure yourselves of not pressing in these next couple innings, wondering, you know, looking and seeing nothing on the scoreboard.
So Stroh steps in, takes ball outside for ball number one. Orly on deck, Ingberg in the hole. Trey Rodriguez as well. If Kearney can get a few more on, they'll have a chance to bat around. And Stroh pops that one straight up into right field. Should be the right fielder's ball, and it is, and it's caught to retire the side. So Kearney gets two runs on two hits. There were no Twin River errors, and there was one man left on base. Well, at the top of the second, Kearney leads this one 2-0. You're listening to High School Baseball on ESPN Tri-Cities.
Starting a new construction or an existing renovation project can seem like a daunting task. A task best trusted to Duncan Tice Construction to design and coordinate virtually any residential or commercial project. Duncan Tice Construction features single source accountability, cost control, and faster completion. Make precision, professionalism, efficiency, and quality control part of your project. Find us at DuncanTiceConstruction.com. A proud sponsor of Kearney Baseball in this broadcast.
At Insurance Connection, we strive to make our clients feel like family. Looking for home, auto, life, or business insurance? We're here to help. With locations in Kearney, Gibbon, and Grand Island, our mission is to help you realize your dreams by providing the protection and peace of mind to power life's journey. Contact John, Ray, Jamie, or Jaylene at 308-237-0914 or insconnect.net. Stop in at 2615 2nd Avenue. Proud supporters of Kearney Baseball.
Kearney Baseball is brought to you in part by Biotest Plasma.
How would you like to be compensated for becoming a superhero? Biotest Plasma Center, one block south of Menards in Kearney, is currently seeking superheroes. How do you become a superhero? By donating your life-saving plasma. Your plasma will be used to treat a variety of conditions, and when you become a plasma donor superhero, you're compensated for your time, up to $340 a month. Please visit us online at biotestplasma.com or stop by Biotest Plasma Center, one block south of Menards in Kearney.
Back here at Memorial Field, Jameson Yurkoski will lead it off. Miller and Booth to follow. Yurkoski was batting when the Jurisky was caught stealing. First ball was low and in the dirt for ball number one. This one swung on and missed for strike number one. So 1-1 the count now on Jameson Yurkoski. Top of the second. Kearney leads it 2-0. This one swung on and missed as well. So far Carpenter looking sharp, Chris.
Yeah, and again, he's got a great build. I don't know how much he's pitched per se this year, but you can definitely see a lot of potential. And, you know, he looks like a guy who down the road could certainly help Kearney.
This one's outside for ball number one. Fastball just missed for Noah. Trying to get Jameson to chase, and he did not bite. So 2-2 count now as well. That's what the count was when it was caught stealing and looking this time. And
shortstop, number 11.
striking out is Yurkowski, so pitch right down the middle. Jameson couldn't even lift the bat off. That was a beautiful pitch from Noah. His second strikeout, first via the looking variety, and that'll bring up Brandon Miller, the Twin River Titans shortstop, left-handed batter. Both teams wearing the long sleeves. It's a little bit chilly here in Nebraska this week. Should be pretty nice by the weekend. This one's low and in the dirt for ball number one.
It'll be interesting to see if Carney wants to go ahead and rotate maybe some pitchers in there just in case to get him some extra work too.
This one is skied to right. It's going to be fair, and it's over the right fielder's head, and it's an easy double, and they're going to send him to third, cut off by Stroh at short. Relay into third, and it is not in time. So Brandon Miller with a triple for Twin River. And like we always, I think you and I, Chris, were falling victim to seeing the record from Twin River and thinking that maybe none of these guys can play. But that was a nice piece of hitting there by Miller.
He didn't get cheated at all on that thing. I mean, that was a rope over the right fielder's head. And more importantly, he could absolutely scoot down those base paths. I mean, like you said, you kind of, hey, that's a double. Okay, here he goes over to third. And he made it pretty easily as well, you know, slid in ahead of that ball pretty easily. So he's definitely one of those guys who – regardless of the team's record, you've got it then. Carney will know now. They got to be a little bit careful with him. Can't just throw him fastballs.
He was thinking three the whole way out of that box. Blake Booth, the opposing pitcher, is now batting. He'll take strike one looking. And the second pitch, he'll swing and miss at this one for strike number two. So we're going to try and help his cause. Only down two. Cut the lead in half if they can bring in Miller from third. Got two outs to do it. Carpenter delivers, and that's fouled off over the bullpen in the right-hand side. That foul ball brought to you by Steve Corum over at Home Realty. There's no place like home. Home Real Estate in Kearney. So 0-2 count here on Blake Booth.
See if Booth can get one in or just get a put a ball in play, maybe potentially at least get a run home on the board for Twin River here.
And that one's hit right back, and it's going to come home with it, and they're going to be in a pickle now. Throwing it third and tagging on the left foot was Casper. So about the only spot on the infield where you hit it and you weren't going to score a run there with Miller's speed was the pitcher's mound. And I don't think Miller realized that Carpenter had probably caught that, and that's why he broke early. Miller and Casper then retired.
I also think Miller just likes running. I mean, he is a tremendous athlete. He looked like he kind of wanted to get in pickle there. But, you know, maybe not a bad idea. Try to manufacture a run some way, even if you don't think it's a high percentage play there. At least try to make the defense do something, and that's what Miller did.
So 1-2-5 fielder's choice for Booth. And Twin River's best threat at a run is cut down at home. And now falling down 0-1 is Oberhauser, swinging strike against Carpenter. So two away here in the top of the second. Carney leads it 2-0. Carpenter delivers inside and high for ball number one. 1-1 the count.
And that little pickle sequence right there is another reason these tune-up games, that's something you can get out of them at least, you know, because you can simulate those reps all the time in practice. It's very hard to simulate a game-like situation where you're getting in a pickle like that, and it's at least something you feel a little bit better at going into districts knowing you converted it.
1-1 breaking ball is crossed and for a strike. Fooled Oberhauser as well. Yeah, a guy like Miller, I'd say he would have Class A speed. That's
Brandon Miller, yeah, right.
You could definitely see that coming in handy on Saturday if you're Kearney.
Well, because you're going to see some things in the single elimination tournament. I mean, you're going to see some squeezes, some safety squeezes, et cetera, where you're going to have plays like that.
And breaking ball crossed for strike number three. So the third strikeout of the game for Noah Carpenter. And that will retire the side for Twin River. They got no runs on one hit, no Kearney errors, and one man left on base. We'll head to the bottom of the second. Kearney leads it 2-0. You're listening to High School Baseball on ESPN Tri-Cities.
10 years of doing things the right way have led to a decade of trust between Buffalo Roofing and local homeowners benefiting from quality workmanship and products. From storm damage repair to updating the look of your home with new siding and gutters, Buffalo Roofing is proud of their outstanding service on every job. Trust the company that's built itself on trust. When it comes to roofing, siding, and gutters, local is best. Buffalo Roofing of Kearney, voted best of Kearney 4 years straight. Online at buffaloroofingne.com.
Great Western Bank in Kearney is a proud supporter of the Kearney High baseball team and would like to wish all the athletes good luck.
Strike three, you're out!
Great Western Bank, making life great. Our focus is on relationship-based consumer, business, and agribusiness banking, offering personal checking, banking on the go, mortgage, savings accounts, money management, and much more. Find out which account is right for you at 2120 First Avenue in Kearney. Great Western Bank, making life great. Go Bearcats!
Your home or business doesn't have a tarp during rain delays, so when you experience water damage, the only place to call is SeaTac Restoration in Kearney. Whether it's fire damage, storm damage, or even mold remediation, SeaTac is here to get it right. Each member of the SeaTac team shares a commitment to quality. SeaTac is also your home for custom flooring, whether that be hardwoods, laminates, vinyl, tile, or carpeting. Don't just foul off your restoration and flooring plans. Hit a home run with SeaTac at SeaTacRestoration.com.
Back at Memorial Field, Twin Rivers' best chance at cutting Kearney's lead in the second was shut down. And due up for Kearney in the bottom of the second will be Worley, Enberg, and Rodriguez. Anybody reaches the top of the order, Shires will be back up. They're going to face Blake Booth, who gave up two in the first inning. So stepping in is Worley. Worley was 3-for-4 against Grand Island on Friday when Chris and I last saw him. Could have been 4-for-4 depending on the ruling of the official score. She went with error, but takes ball one here, low and outside for Jackson Worley. And he skies that one to left, well hit. And under it is left fielder for Twin River and making the catch. So that will retire Worley. And a nice catch out there by Oberhauser for out number one.
You know, those clouds a little bit, they just resemble the ball. They look a little bit more, as opposed to when you have a blue sky out there, even when it's nighttime and you got the lights on. It's a little bit tougher to see when the clouds are like they are right now, you know, kind of looking grayish and whitish and very similar to the ball. So it is tough. Sometimes those cans of corn really aren't quite as canned of corn as you'd however you can twist those words to make them make sense. That's what I meant. But sometimes those routine plays aren't quite as routine in weather like this.
Ball one low and in the dirt to Ingberg. And they just turned on the low lights, as I guess what I would call them here at Memorial Field. They got two levels of lights. I believe they do have the top set of lights on as well, but they're so tough to see from our angle. This one low and in the dirt as well to Sam Ingberg. Kearney left fielder, ball number two. Got some activity in the Kearney bullpen, so I wonder how long Noah will last, if he's just going to get a couple innings in at work and save him for Saturday against the two Millards. This one's across for strike number one, right across the middle of the plate on Sam Ingberg.
From here, the arm action looks like Gabe Hines, but we can't confirm that because he's got a sweatshirt on.
Ooh. That foul ball literally about hit me in the head. that foul ball brought to you by Home Real Estate. There's no place like home. Go see Wendy Vosser today. Payoff pitch here is skied over into foul territory and just out of the reach of third baseman Hankey for Twin River. So, excuse me, that was going to be 2-2 to count, so it wasn't the payoff pitch.
So it'll be interesting to see if Kearney, Gabe Hines could just be third, whoever it is. I think it's Gabe Hines again from that arm action. He could be just be throwing a bullpen potentially, but because he got the sweatshirt on. But nonetheless, maybe Kearney will be going with where they predetermine who's pitching. You know, where they say, hey, 1-2 is you, Carpenter, and then they go through the line and get 3-4 pitchers in.
This one fouled off out of play as well to the right side. Yeah, I'll be interested to see the strategy. In the major leagues, they call that a bullpen game where basically you're going to pitch 1-2, Noah, 3 and 4 go to Gabe, 5 and 6 let's go to Gross Kreitz or Worley or anybody. So ball low and in the dirt. I would assume that's what Coach Archer will do, but we won't find out until next half inning. So 3-2 count now here on Ingberg as that one was fouled off as well.
That's normally something you see either early in season when you're trying to get everybody work or in like a fall league for college when you're maybe a little bit less competitive about the game. And this is kind of as Ingberg walks there on a low ball after a long at-bat, I believe, of almost 8-9 pitches. It's sometimes when you have a predetermined pitching rotation like that for the specific game, it may be a little bit less competitive But at the same time, you're also getting – you're guaranteeing everybody work regardless of the context of the game.
So I'll bring up Trey Rodriguez, the nine-hole hitter, center fielder, faking a run to second was Ingberg and back safely at first. And Rodriguez will take that one for strike number one.
And Booth has been able to throw some strikes in there and kind of mix in some breaking balls to keep Carney honest. You know, that some of their foul balls haven't been the prettiest swing. So he's done a good job hanging in there through these four outs thus far.
This one fouled off and out of the play. Just out of our reach. Foul ball brought to you by Home Real Estate. And something we noticed in the pregame, Chris Jimbeckia for Twin River, their catcher, has a decent arm. And so, like I say, you might be just trying to test your... For Saturday, test your lead off, how big of a lead you can get on a quality catcher. Booth will step off and send Sam back to first.
Right, and I think, too, they look like they maybe potentially had a hit and run there, so they're maybe just working on some of those things that could come into play in a very important district game.
This one is bounced in front of the plate, and that'll be a wild pitch on Booth, and scampering down to second is Ingberg. So, runner in scoring position now with one out. And catcher talking to the umpire about the funny bounce here off the turf at Memorial Field. Beautiful Memorial Field. This one's hit to right field. Should be able to tag Sam Ingberg from second to third. It is caught in right field by Oberhauser. And scampering over to third is Sam Ingberg, so a sacrifice fly for Trey Rodriguez. And that'll turn the lineup back over to the top of the order. Second baseman Lane Shires, who went grounded out to third base in the top of the first.
No, really, the Braden Millers hit to third. Could have gone either way. They gave it a hit. But Twin River did a pretty good job through that first time in the lineup. The only base hit that wasn't a ground ball was Corbin Rich's double into left, and that's really the only reason Carney's on the board right now, is there's a good curveball in there by Booth to make this count 0-1 on Lane Shires.
Shires been the leadoff hitter all year for Carney. I think maybe one or two games Trey got the spot. Lane ropes this one to center. It could drop, making a diving effort for it was Yurkowski, and unsuccessfully getting it. And into second base with what I believe will be a RBI double for Lane Shires. That's exactly what they rule it. It's a tough play for Yurkowski, but that was a single all the way. And Carney extends their lead now 3-0 here in the bottom of the second with two away. And Corbin Foster will come up. Corbin singled in the first and is 1-for-1 on the game.
Shires just put that right in the red basket, right in the perfect spot you want to aim for, so to speak, because there's a ball where the guy had to come and dive for it, but it wasn't necessarily a realistic dive, so what ended up happening is he got an extra base because of said dive and ended up with a double on the box score.
Booth delivers, and this one's fouled off the dugout screen over by Twin River, so 1-1 will be the count on Corbin Foster. Right fielder for Kearney. You're listening to ESPN Tri-Cities. Kearney High Baseball's inaugural season. Thanks for joining us. This one's low and in the dirt. And it scampers away from Jimbeckia, and he'll chase it back. And taking a big round third was Lane Shires. I don't think he had any intent of going home unless he saw the ball get kicked into the dugout even, maybe. But get kicked in there, he can walk home. Funny rules here at Memorial Field with the dugout lines. Changes about every year, I think, how they play the ground rules. 2-1 count here from Booth. It is fisted to short and throwing it across the mound or the plate and in the dirt low was Miller, and so E6 here. And that'll advance Corbin Foster to second. So the first error of the game for Twin River. And Carney gets its fourth run, second of this inning. And they're up 4-0 here in the bottom of the second.
And those were the plays Twin River was going to have to make a chance at least staying in this game or making it go a you know, the full seven inning game was plays like that. They just don't quite have the ability to have room for error and get past Kearney and, you know, play him competitively for six, seven innings, whatever it may be, while making errors such as that.
First pitch from Booth misses high and away for ball number one. The second pitch is skied out of play and foul. Long ways down, pulled by Miller there. Foul ball brought to you by Home Real Estate. There's no place like home. 1-1 count to Braden Miller. Braden 1-for-1 on the game with a run scored in the first. Open the scoring for the Bearcats. This one's hit high to left center field. Making chase is shortstop, and that's going to fall in as well. And that'll be an RBI single for Braden Miller. Wait for the official score. There it is. It is a hit. And again, courtesy running for Braden Miller will be number 20, Will Richter. So Kearney now up 5-0.
Now, one thing Kearney's going to get out of this is Booth has given him a healthy dose of curveballs, and that's something that's very – that's another thing that's pretty hard to simulate, and you can get – I don't know if Kearney has a batting machine where they can get live curveballs off of, but it's very hard to get them in game-like situations. So at least Kearney will get some looks hitting the curveball that they've only had 21 games to do so thus far. So maybe that'll help them going into their district game where you're going to see a guy with some velocity on it too is more than likely going to have a pretty good curve.
Pitch low to Mason Cass for ball number one. This one's outside for ball number two. Quick snap throw back to first. Attempting to get Miller, or more apt to say Richter over there at first, is unsuccessful. So 2-0 count now to Mason Casper. Mason 0-for-1, but did score a run in that first inning. This one skips in front of the plate, and it's going to be ball number three to Mason Casper. Mason's not afraid to either reach base via a hit or a walk. He had three walks against Grand Island on Friday. Takes this one right down Broadway for strike number one from Booth. So I think you're getting exactly what you want out of this game if you're Kearney so far, Chris.
Right, yeah, you're getting, you know, you got the you got to simulate a pickle situation. You're getting a lot of curveballs you're getting to see.
Hit and run on for Kearney, and it's fielded by the third baseman. One hop over to first to retire Mason Casper 5-3, and that will end the inning for the Bearcats. But they do score three runs on two hits. There were no Twin River errors and one man left on base. We'll head to the bottom, or the top of the third, excuse me. Kearney leads this one 5-0. You're listening to ESPN Tri-Cities High School Baseball.
You already know that at Lanny Carlson Motors, we go the extra mile for you. And now, we're going for extra bases, too. If we don't have what you're looking for, our convenient car finder tool will help us put you in the right car at the right price. Our prices can't be beat for cars as new as last year's models, and we even have financing available. So come on in and see my husband Lanny, Jerry, or Brandon in North Kearney across from Menards at 6110 2nd Avenue, or online at LannyCarlsonMotors.com. That's Lanny Carlson Motors, going the extra mile for you. Proudly supporting Kearney High School Baseball.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Johnson, co-owner and realtor at Home Real Estate of Kearney. As a licensed realtor, I can see potential in a house, and I can help clients see it too. Our motto is, there's no place like home, and I enjoy seeing people envision their entire future in a beautiful home that they like. At Home Real Estate of Kearney, our personal touch and first-class help ensure that we are the best agents we can be. Our office phone is 308-234-1080, or our website is www.homekearney.com.
Man, Cooper, this is hard work. We should call Johnson Landscape.
That's right, boys. Landscaping is hard work, and not to mention, most people just don't have the time. Don't worry, that's exactly why we're here. Johnson Landscape has been landscaping the Tri-City area for 20 years, and our professional staff knows how to do the job right and on time. As always, we offer landscaping, sprinkler systems, retaining walls, paver patios, and much more.
Ooh, this landscaping is awesome.
Good thing we called Johnson Landscape.
Check us out on the web at johnsonlandscape.net.
Welcome back to Memorial Field. Due up for Twin River, Gambikia, Tinsky, and Hankey. They're going to face new pitcher into the game for Kearney, Chandler Welker. And Chandler It's already ahead in the count. 0-2 through the first pitch was fouled off. That one right across the plate for strike number two, Chandler Sr. for the Bearcats. Looking like this could be a bullpen game for Kearney, and that one's laced into left field for a single for Gambecchia, the nine-hole hitter. And that'll be the third hit of the game, or second hit of the game for Twin River. And that'll bring up Mason Tenske, the left fielder. Mason's the 9-hole hitter, excuse me. Try to look at the stats for Twin River. Mason batting just 118 on the year. Takes this one outside for ball number one. Ball number two. Thank you, Chris.
And Welker was actually the person who was warming up, and I couldn't tell if it was Hines or Welker, but it was Welker, so you don't have to worry if you're trying to figure out on the airwaves why Hines was warming up. It was not him. It was Welker. So
ball misses low. Excuse me. For ball number three. Still could see Hines in the fifth and sixth innings, perhaps. This one is called a strike right down middle. 3-0 count. That's an easy take for Mason.
That's kind of an important sequence for Kearney because you got the bottom of the order up on a 3-1 count. You'd kind of like to get out of here in five innings, but if you walk him like you just did right there on a ball that was just a bit low and outside, now you know these are some of the guys that Twin River has who can potentially put it in play, and not just put it in play, but you know, grab a base hit. Maybe they get two or three runs here, and that maybe puts a little extra pressure on the offense to try and manufacture four or five runs in one inning.
I'll bring the top of the order back up. Jackson Hanke. Jackson, 300 hitter on the year. Calls time, gets the sign. Infield fly scenario in on for Kearney, and I suppose Chris isn't the worst thing in the world either. You can work on your bunting scenarios here or bunt defense, excuse me.
You know, another thing I don't think it's quite talked about enough is sometimes it's hard to throw strikes when guys bunt because it just takes away what you're so used to seeing a guy just standing there. But sometimes when they lean that bat out there like he just did right there and Welker threw a ball, that's something that's tough to simulate as well.
This one's hit to center field. Rodriguez is underneath it, but he'll haul it in and quickly get it back into the infield. So no advancement from Gambecchia or Tenske on the base pass. So one away now for Kearney. Welker gets his first out. And that'll bring up Dalton Gambecchia. Got two Gambecchias in the game, Dalton and Preston. Dalton, the starting catcher, struck out in the first inning. Faces Noah Welker for the first time. Or not Noah Welker, excuse me. Takes that one low, went outside. It was Noah Carpenter. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know, one interesting sequence about the last batter we just had, Hanke, is he showed bunt and he threw it. Welker threw about 3-5 inches outside, and then he pulled it back in the next at-bat as there's ball two. We pulled it back the next at-bat, and he got a fastball right down the middle. So that's kind of one of those things that's very subtle. If you blink, you miss it, but you wonder if that bunt maybe – after missing the first one, Welker thought he was going to go back to a bunt. Maybe Coach Connett thought he was going back to a bunt, called a fastball down the middle. Those are the little things that actually kind of have a lot of important context in the sport and may have resulted in Hinkie being able to make some solid contact to center, even though he was out on it.
And Becky, it takes low for ball three, so back-to-back 3-0 counts now. Or not back-to-back, but for the second time in this inning, a 3-0 count for Welker. He'll deliver, showing bunt, pulling it back, and taking ball four is Dalton Gambecchia. So Dalton will reach for the first time today, and I'll bring up Zach Jureski. Zach walked in the first inning, then was a victim of a caught stealing attempt. Well, it was a pickoff, or Carpenter stepped off and threw to second, got him trying to steal second. So first and second with one out, and Phil Fly will be on again here for the Kearney.
It does look like there's a little bit of action in the bullpen, and this is Twin River's three-hole hitter, but I still wouldn't be surprised if you saw something interesting maybe by Twin River. They tried maybe a little bit something funky to try and get this run home.
Bases loaded, one out. First pitch is called strike on Zach Jureski. first baseman. Kearney, corners are in. Double play dip up the middle, and that one's called ball one just outside. If we were playing in Grand Island on Friday, that might have been a strike.
I was down the middle in Grand Island on last week. But, you know, Tim's true to his zone. You got to give him credit. I mean, he's about as consistent as it gets. It's just that it is what it is. It's a tight zone.
And that one's crossed for strike number two. 1-2 the count on Zach Jureski. Walked in the first. Delivers low in the dirt. Skips away from Miller, but not far enough away for Jimbecki to score from third. So it'll be 2-2 the count.
This is going to be a pretty important pitch for Brad Archer's blood pressure in the dugout. I think he doesn't want to see this thing get to a 3-2 count and have to make a decision whether to go visit the mound or even potentially put in a different pitcher here. This is kind of an important pitch. He doesn't want to deal with walks any longer this inning.
Delivers to short, and they're only going to be able to get one at first and in time to retire Jureski 6-3, but it will score a run. Twin Rivers' first run of the game. Preston Jimbecki will score. Everyone will advance one base. And it's now 5-1. Kearney leading Twin River here in the top of the third inning.
That was good all-around baseball there. Good job by Drecke to put that thing in play and get Twin River on the board. And then, honestly, Kearney, at that point, you got the bases loaded, one out. You're just looking for an out there. You're not too concerned with whether or not a runner scores with a 5-0 lead.
First pitch is called strike at the knees for strike number one to Jameson Yurkowski. Third different inning he's batted, but his inning in the first was not counted. This one skied to center field. Trey Rodriguez camps under it easily to retire the side.
And that's kind of an important out as we'll be in that inning, because Brandon Miller would have been up next, and he's a guy you want to face with nobody on pace, because we saw what he did already with a triple in the second inning.
So Twin River will get one run on one hit, no errors, and two men left on base. We'll head to the bottom half for the third inning. Kearney leads it 5-1. You're listening to High School Baseball on ESPN Tri-Cities.
It's the dream of every American, your own home. And Midwest Elite Contracting brings that dream to you. Whether your old home is not big enough, needing updates, or new construction, Midwest Elite Contracting can complete it. On time, on budget. They can help you with everything, including the design, new construction, remodel, siding, roofing, and more. The only name you need is Midwest Elite Contracting. Stop in and see the showroom at their new location, 3803 2nd Avenue, and online at MWElite Contracting.com.
Isn't it time you start treating your eyesight as the precious gift it is? Make your appointment at Optical Gallery in Kearney with one of the biggest frame selections, including names like Tom Ford, Marc Jacobs, Oakley, and Maui Jim. You will be seeing yourself in style. Open Monday through Friday with evening appointments available. Personal, professional, quality eye care. Optical Gallery. We'll help you see the difference. Make an appointment today with Dr. Mandy Johnson, Optical Gallery on 39th Street in Kearney.
Don't just be a fan of your team, be a full-blown fanatic at Fanatics. Conveniently located on the bricks, Fanatics is your home for pregame, postgame, or even a food-to-go order during the seventh inning stretch. Fanatics is your home for the games you can't get to, with over 30 HD TVs and everyone's favorite bullpen. Don't forget the famous wings, burgers, pizzas, and the best food and drink specials throughout the week. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue, Kearney, and online at fanaticskearney.com. Go Kearney Baseball!
Back at Memorial Field, Kearney leads this one 5-1 alongside Chris Lang, and I'm Jeff Babel. Stishy John's back in the studio taking care of us there. Booth will stay in for his third inning of work. He'll face 5-6-7 hitters for Kearney, Rich, Stroh, and Worley. If anybody gets on, Eberg and Rodriguez as well. 5-1 is the lead. Kearney at this pace will be able to end this one in a mercy rule. 10 runs in high school baseball. It's 8 in Legion. Corbin will step up. Nothing's given, though. They got to keep going, and Corbin will lead it off, trying to pad the lead. And takes this one, skies it straight up in the air. Shortstop will be under it. That's Miller. And he'll haul it in and retire the designated hitter Corbin Rich on one pitch. And that'll bring up Seth Stroh, shortstop, left-handed batter. Going to try and get out of his what we would call season-long funk here, Chris, a tremendous athlete. Once he gets going, watch out. Takes this one at the knees for strike number one. Checked a swing, wanted to swing at it, but didn't.
Right, and from everything we've heard, he had a really good fall as well when he played a little bit there. And obviously last summer being on runs as a sophomore, so if he could just get something going here, I think he's certainly a much more capable player than his numbers are this year. And really the season's just too small of a sample size. I mean, you look at how some hitters are hitting right now in May, and a guy you've never heard of could be at 375, and a guy who's been a legend is hitting about .125. So that's just how baseball is sometimes with the small sample sizes.
Ball outside, 2-1 now the count to Stroh. I'd like to thank many of our fine sponsors, including Great Western Bank, making life great, Midwest Elite Contracting. Go to mwelitecontracting.com today. And ball outside to Seth Stroh, we'll fill it up to 3-1. Thanks to all of our fine sponsors. We'll be with you guys on Saturday for district baseball. Many thanks to all those folks that allowed us to be there all year long. Stroh will take a walk. This one's low and in the dirt. Skips away from Gambecchia, but he'll haul it in. So no advancement from Seth. And that'll bring up Jackson Worley. 0-for-1 on the game so far. Flew out to left field in the second inning.
It's probably worth mentioning again that Welker, he struggled a little bit that inning. I think that wasn't how he wanted it to go, but he did do a good job of getting out of there, only giving up one run. If he potentially has Brandon Miller come to the plate and he cleans the bases apart.
Stroh busts for second, and that one skips away from Gambecchia, so stolen base for Seth Stroh. Puts him in scoring position with no out. Got more activity down in the Kearney bullpen. Want to guess that's Sam Ingberg, but if we guess incorrectly again, we'll probably have to stop guessing the rest of the year. This one's low and in the dirt for ball number two on Jackson Worley. Jackson played well against Grand Island, 3-for-4, 3 RBIs. Hammers this one, almost takes out Coach Archer at third. That foul ball brought to you by Home Real Estate. There's no place like home.
Looks like it could be Grosskreutz potentially. I'm not positive, but that's kind of... Of course, I'm 0-for-1 thus far, but that's kind of what it looks like. But again, going back to Welker, his ability to avoid seeing Brandon Miller, I mean, he could have made this game 5-4 and really put you in a way different spot here this inning.
Off-speed pitch catches the inner half of the plate on Worley for strike number two, so 2-2 count now on the 7-hole hitter for Kearney. Ingberg on deck. That would eliminate Sam from being in the bullpen. So I was wrong.
How many other guesses? We got a guy on second. We got a batter. We got the guy on deck. We've got one guy who's already pitched. So really, if you calculate this down to a science, and then you look at – even if we just guessed based off who's pitched and who's on the bases, we'd have about a 1-in-5 chance.
This one's in the gap. It's going to be extra bases for Worley. Scoring easily is Stroh. And a stand-up double for Jackson Worley. Jackson's been hitting the heck out of the ball lately for Kearney. Stand-up double there, and another RBI for Jackson.
Yeah, and he wasn't a guy who was in the lineup every single day, at least when I was broadcasting some of these games earlier. But like you said, against Grand Island, I believe he had 2 or 3 extra base hits, maybe 3 hits overall. And already today, he actually, his first out, he just barely missed a ball. He just got under it just a hair, just barely missed something over the left fielder's head, if not more than that, over the wall potentially. And right there, got a better piece of it, kind of got it more on a line, and it got in the gap. So he's had a really good run over this past week or so.
Well, he'll be standing at second base. One out. And off-speed pitch here from Booth. Swung right through. That was Sam Ingberg. Sam walked in the second, scored a run as well. Booth looks back, Worley. Off-speed pitch catches all the plates. First strike number two on Sam Ingberg.
And what's that? Is it called How to Be a Millionaire where you got A, B, C, D, and if you guess C and the guy goes, are you sure that's your final guess?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Who won? That's how it goes.
Is that your final answer?
So there's a foul ball by Engberg who's fouled off about 100 pitches today. My final guess for who's in the bullpen is Grosskreutz. I've looked at it twice. If I don't have any binoculars up here, but evidently I need to start bringing them. But that is my final guess for who's out there.
0-2 count here to Engberg. That one's low in the dirt. Skips away from Jim Beckia, so a pass ball here. Or that'll be a wild pitch. And scampering down to third will be Jackson Worley. So Grosskreutz, I would assume he'll may get an inning of work here, maybe.
Right.
I mean, the pitch count so that he's rested for Saturday. Most of you would have to have Thursday and Friday off, so in theory he could go 60 pitches as well. That one's, again, fouled off by Sam Engberg. So Sam's, like Chris has said, had about 15 foul balls over the last couple days.
Every time I've seen him up there, he's just he hits at the bottom of the order. He's not the biggest kid in the world, but gosh, he really grinds out at bats and does a good job of – he's everything you want when you're the bottom of the order hitter. He's not an easy batter to get out by any means. Might not put it in the gap, but he shows a tremendous ability to have competitive at bats down there.
And fouls off another one back to the backstop. So 1-2 count will remain on Sam Engberg. Runner at third, one out. 6-1, Carney's pushed across one here in the third. And Sam will ground out to shortstop here, 6-3. And he's going to beat it, actually. Excuse me. He's going to get the RBI no matter what. But, man, he hustled his butt down there. Infield single. And even against a team that's what you would consider better than Twin River, there's a pretty good chance that was going to be an infield single for Sam Engberg no matter what. So 7-1 now for Kearney. And Trey Rodriguez will step up. Trey had a sacrifice in the second inning. One out. Big lead over there for Sam. And he's going, and he'll steal second easily. And that ball skips into center field. Sam will try for three, and he'll get to three pretty easily. Sam with some impressive wheels. And Kearney with another runner 90 feet away from scoring.
That was really a Gerard Dyson-esque sequence of events there for Engberg. It's a little ground ball to shortstop. Not really the best contact, but again, doing a good job of making contact and making a tough at-bat and then sprinting to first and then also stealing a couple bags. And to finish it off with the cherry on top, he just got to home on a pass ball there, / wild pitch by Twin River. So he basically just stole every single base for Kearney.
So another run scored. Sam scores for the second time today. And Kearney leads it 8-1. They're going to be a quick meeting here at the mound. I believe it's just the players.
And by the way, we did get clarification. It was Grosskreutz. Positive on. I don't know if I get $10,000 or something. I don't know if we actually were
$32,000.
Is that the starting wage?
Well, it goes up.
Well, I would have already lost anyway.
100, 200, 300, 400, 500. Then it goes to 1,000. And that's your first, like, safety.
You got to get 7 questions, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever to even get a holy cow.
And then it would go 2, 4, 6, 8, 16, and then 32 is your next safety. And that's a single for Trey Rodriguez into left field. And Trey will get his first hit of the game. A nice piece of hitting there for Trey. Yeah, it was a great show. Like late 90s, I think, early 2000s.
All I know is I didn't even get the $100 question right because I couldn't even figure out who was in the bullpen for Kearney, and I've been covering them all year.
Well, it's
so
pretty far down there.
Don't making excuses for me.
I didn't bring up the binoculars either. So pickoff move at first. Trey Rodriguez is back in time. Lane Shires is batting for the third time today. And he'll foul this one off. Brought to you by Home Real Estate. There's no place like home. 1-for-2 on the game. A double and a run scored in the second inning for Lane. And Kearney, chance to bust this one wide open. If they haven't already done it. Hit and run was on, I believe. Swung right through that one with Shires. And down to second is Trey Rodriguez with a stolen base.
I think if you were suspicious about it, you can kind of confirm it there. Kearney's at the point of the game. I think they're kind of wanting to work on some things, get some hit-and-run action in there, and right there working on it with Shires and Rodriguez.
off-speed pitch, and this will be hit into left field, and Coach Archer's going to send Rodriguez, and he'll stand up and score easily, and on to second base on the throw is Lane Shires, so an RBI single for Lane, and then he'll advance to second on the throw, and Carney gets its fourth run here in the bottom of the third to pad its lead to 8 now, 9-1, and Corbin Foster, the right fielder, will step in. Corbin 1 for 2, on the game with a run scored. And he'll sky this one to right field. Chance to sacrifice the runner over to third, and that's exactly what will happen. Lane into third easily, and Corbin is retired F9 in the book.
Number 10,
Braden. And two away now for Booth and Twin River. And it brings up Braden Miller. Braden's reached both times tonight. 2 for 2 with 2 singles.
And again, I think when we look towards this next half inning, I think it's important to note that I think Grosskreutz is pitching more in a bullpen type role. I think the last time he pitched was there's a swung on and miss there by Miller, good off speed from Booth. Is the last time that Grosskreutz pitched, I believe, is the weekend. So they just want to get him some work before potentially pitching in districts.
Keep that arm loose. And this one's hit the third and missed fielded by the third baseman off the glove. And so that'll be an E5 and another run scored. No RBI there for Braden. As that should have been the third out of the inning. But Shires scores for the second time tonight. And Mason Casper steps up for his third at bat. He's 0 for 2 on the game, which would mean he's probably due here. And looks like we got another courtesy runner here.
This might be a different courtesy runner. That might be why we've had kind of a little pause in action.
Nolan Etherton. Yeah, because normally it is Will Richter that's been running for Miller. And so Nolan will check into the game.
And Carney's still got some of their not pinch hitting or anything yet, so probably want to build that lead at least to 12 or 13 before they start mixing in different batters. That's at least what I'm the vibe I'm getting.
Ball outside here to Mason Casper. Breaking ball just misses. So 10-1 here, bottom of the third from Memorial Field in Kearney. Jeff Babel alongside Chris Lamb. Many thanks to our fine sponsors, including Laney Carlson Motors. Going the extra mile for you. Pickoff attempt at first, unsuccessful. And Insurance Connection, connecting your family with the coverage that's right for you. 1-0 count, pitch delivered, and it's pass ball again here, and down to second base goes Nolan Etherton. So 2-0 count to Mason Casper, and Twin River trying to stop the bleeding here in the bottom of the third.
Yeah, and this is kind of what I think Carney was expecting. They were waiting for that one inning where they put some hits together, and also got a few errors from Twin River, and that's when you kind of parlay all those events, and you see a 5 we could get as high as 8-9 this inning if things keep going as well as they are for Carney and as poorly as they are for Twin River.
3-0 count to Casper, and that one's outside for ball number 4. Skips away from Jembekia as well, so the second pass ball this inning for him. And down to third base goes Braden Miller.
And Booth right now, by my count at least.
Etherton, excuse me.
Booth, by my count at least, at about 80 pitches right now. And I haven't seen anybody even, move an inch towards that bullpen. So there, at this point, I think Booth's really got to wear it. And he really hasn't pitched that bad. It's just some hits have fallen for Carney.
This one is skied by Corbin Rich to the third baseman. And it is fielded to retire the side, but Carney pushes across 5 runs on 3 hits. There were 2 Twin River errors and 2 men left on base. We'll head to the top of the fourth. Carney comfortably ahead, 10-1. You're listening to ESPN Tri-Cities high school baseball coverage.
10 years of doing things the right way have led to a decade of trust between Buffalo Roofing and local homeowners, benefiting from quality workmanship and products. From storm damage repair to updating the look of your home with new siding and gutters, Buffalo Roofing is proud of their outstanding service on every job. Trust the company that's built itself on trust. When it comes to roofing, siding, and gutters, local is best. Buffalo Roofing of Kearney, voted best of Kearney 4 years straight. Online at buffaloroofingne.com.
Starting a new construction or an existing renovation project can seem like a daunting task. A task best trusted to Duncan Tice Construction to design and coordinate virtually any residential or commercial project. Duncan Tice Construction features single source accountability, cost control, and faster completion. Make precision, professionalism, efficiency, and quality control part of your project. Find us at DuncanTiceConstruction.com, a proud sponsor of Kearney Baseball in this broadcast.
Kearney Baseball is brought to you in part by Biotest Plasma.
How would you like to be compensated for becoming a superhero? Biotest Plasma Center, one block south of Menards in Kearney, is currently seeking superheroes. How do you become a superhero? By donating your life-saving plasma. Your plasma will be used to treat a variety of conditions, and when you become a plasma donor superhero, you're compensated for your time, up to $340 a month. Please visit us online at biotestplasma.com or stop by Biotest Plasma Center, one block south of Menards in Kearney.
Back here at Memorial Field, Kearney leads this one 10-1. Coach Archer out there talking to home plate umpire Tim Higgins. Could be some new faces into the game. We'll try to get those as best you can. It looks like the infield is still intact. Casper Stroh, Shires, and Worley. And Miller behind the plate. And, of course, Chris's $32,000 pitcher, Brant Grosskreutz, is out there on the mound. So I'm assuming the changes are either being told that Brant is in the game or we might have some new outfielders. We'll try to effort those numbers for you as well. But stepping up for Twin River and taking low and in the dirt is Miller. Miller with the nice triple in the first inning, but or second inning, excuse me. Unable to score, fouls that one away. Strike number one, foul ball brought to you by Home Real Estate. There's no place like home.
And he's had kind of some different swings than everybody else in the lineup. I mean, even that foul ball right there, he was right on it. So he's a guy who almost got to treat completely different than the rest of the lineup.
Takes that one low and in the dirt for ball number two, Grosskreutz. More than likely, we'll see a good chunk of action on Saturday. Throws that one right down Broadway for strike number two.
It'll be interesting to see, too, if Grosskreutz right now, if he's pitching to get outs or if he's pitching from a script where he's mixing in all kinds of breaking balls, as there's one low off speed there to Miller to make it 3-2. Or if he's pitching gets out, which would be more fastballs because he can use his fastball. It's effective enough to get Twin River out. Or if he's pitching towards a script where he's throwing, mixing in all kinds of off-speed to get him prepared for the district game.
And Miller will get a single into right field right between Shires and Worley for his second hit of the game. So nice piece of hitting so far for Brandon Miller for Twin River. That'll bring up Blake Booth. Booth, the opposing pitcher for Kearney, Twin River. Booth was a fielder's choice victim last time in the 1-2-5 pickle that retired Miller. And Miller down to second and in there pretty easily as long as he stays on the base. And that tricky turf infield, he slid off of it, Chris, but got his toe back on.
Gosh, he is a good athlete. He's not one of the best athletes on Twin River. He's one of the best athletes on the field. And of course, you've only seen two at-bats, but by the way he's swung it and the way he's just looked running, I mean, he really does look like he's one of the best athletes on the entire diamond today.
Five-hole hitter for Twin River is Miller, and that one's across for a strike from Brant Grosskreutz. If I'm looking at his stats here, though, I mean, he's, according to Max Preps, he's a 188 hitter. Is Miller, so he's 2-for-2 here, so that'll obviously go up, and another strike across from Grosskreutz on Booth, 1-2 the count. I guess I'm shocked to see the 188
right.
For Miller. and swings and misses that one. Drop third strike by Miller. He'll have to quickly get it down to first, and he does in time, and Worley stays on the bag to collect the out, and it looks like collision there at first base. Time was called by home plate umpire Tim Higgins, so Miller was not able to advance home. That's kind of what you want to avoid in these tune-up games, Chris, is a possible injury over there at first base to Jackson Worley. Looks like they maybe banged knees.
Yeah, really not a lot either party could do there. It certainly wasn't dirty by Twin River. It just Worley had to kind of jump a little bit for that ball from Miller as it got kind of – it put the ball ricocheted back, so it was a tougher angle for Miller to throw it, so he didn't have as much time. Hence, he couldn't set his body completely. He had to kind of fire it over with a little more velocity. With that, sometimes comes a little bit of more erratic throw. You can't quite fit it into a super tight window, so he threw it up just a little bit. Really went up and grabbed it. When he came down, it looked like Twin River. They just collided legs.
Grosskreutz delivers the pitch. It's fouled off back at the screen for strike number one. So good bit of strategic play here for Kearney with the runner on third. You know, this game's not in doubt. But you can work on having a pitcher like Grosskreutz have a runner on third in a scenario with less than two out. What you would do here, and he throws another fastball, swung right through that one, was Oberhauser.
And I've got a feeling if there's a pass ball that's even close right here, Miller's going to come scrambling down that line. So he might get out by 40 feet. He doesn't care. He's going to be coming.
Set up outside and missing out there was Grosskreutz. Tried to get Oberhauser to chase. And he laid off of it. So 1-2 the count now. Miller with an aggressive stance over there at third. And striking out looking on the off speed was Connor Oberhauser. And so that will be Brandt's second strikeout of the inning.
Now batting number 16.
And really, Miller, who did put a good swing on it, but his was also a ground ball. So while they did have a runner at third with one out, Grosskreutz has done his job this inning. Even when you account for maybe some of the competition he's seen, he's struck out two guys and also gotten a ground ball.
Preston Gambecchia, the eight-hole hitter, 1-for-1 on the game with a run scored, the only scored run for Twin River. And takes that one on the outer half for strike number one. He evens the count 1-1 with two away. Scoreboard has one. Runner on third for Twin River is Miller. Best player of the game so far. That one skips away, and here he comes. And he'll be able to jog in easily as that one skipped away from Miller and got to the screen. So Brandon Miller with the run scored. And cuts the lead to 8-10-2. So Kearney will need to get another two runs in the bottom half of the fourth if they want to end this one in 5. 2-1 the count. It'll be interesting to see when Coach Archer goes to the bench. Brandt delivers strike right on the belt for strike number two. So 2-2 count here to Preston Gambecchia, the right fielder for Twin River. And swings right through that one for strike number three to retire the side. So three strikeouts for Grant Grosskreutz, but he did suffer a run on the single by Brandon Miller, and he came all the way to score via stolen base and a passed ball on Miller. So one run on one hit. There were no Kearney errors and nobody left on base. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth. Kearney up by 8-10-2. They'll look to add two more. You're listening to High School Baseball on ESPN Tri-Cities.
It's the dream of every American, your own home. And Midwest Elite Contracting brings that dream to you. Whether your old home is not big enough, needing updates, or new construction, Midwest Elite Contracting can complete it. On time, on budget. They can help you with everything, including the design, new construction, remodel, siding, roofing, and more. The only name you need is Midwest Elite Contracting. Stop in and see the showroom at their new location, 3803 2nd Avenue, and online at MW Elite Contracting.com.
At Insurance Connection, we strive to make our clients feel like family. Looking for home, auto, life, or business insurance? We're here to help. With locations in Kearney, Gibbon, and Grand Island, our mission is to help you realize your dreams by providing the protection and peace of mind to power life's journey. Contact John, Ray, Jamie, or Jaylene at 308-237-0914 or insconnect.net. Stop in at 2615 2nd Avenue. Proud supporters of Kearney Baseball.
You already know that at Lanny Carlson Motors, we go the extra mile for you. And now, we're going for extra bases, too. If we don't have what you're looking for, our convenient car finder tool will help us put you in the right car at the right price. Our prices can't be beat for cars as new as last year's models, and we even have financing available. So come on in and see my husband Lanny, Jerry, or Brandon in North Kearney across from Menards at 6110 2nd Avenue or online at LannyCarlsonMotors.com. That's Lanny Carlson Motors, going the extra mile for you. Proudly supporting Kearney High School Baseball.
Back here at Memorial Field, and a first pitch swinging for Sestro. Looks like it'll be a double. We'll wait for the official ruling, but if you're Seth, that looks like, although it wasn't hit the best, you at least got on base and you get a hit in the book, and that might help the confidence out a little bit.
Yeah, and he just got he lifted that thing. It wasn't necessarily crushed, but he lifted it into left center, probably good, about 290, 300 feet from home plate. So we got a little bit of a good piece of it, but like you said, not super hard line drive type contact.
Center fielder Yurkowski made the dive out there, Chris, and it looks like he come up a little limp. And if I look down, I saw the back of the number. That's Mason Casper now warming up in the bullpen for Kearney, and that's my final answer. So we've got an injury on the field. We'll take a break and be back with more here on ESPN Tri-Cities. You're listening to High School Baseball on 1460 KXPN.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Johnson, co-owner and realtor at Home Real Estate of Kearney. As a licensed realtor, I can see potential in a house, and I can help clients see it too. Our motto is, there's no place like home, and I enjoy seeing people envision their entire future in a beautiful home that they like. At Home Real Estate of Kearney, our personal touch and first-class help ensure that we are the best agents we can be. Our office phone is 308-234-1080, or our website is www.homekearney.com.
The Bike Shed in Kearney proudly supports Kearney High Baseball. Our staff has many years of experience and is ready to help you with all your cycling and fitness needs. We carry a full line of bikes, fitness equipment, parts and accessories, and provide service and repair. We assist professional to casual bike riders with bike parts knowledge, support, labor, and custom bike setups. If you'd like to talk to our specialists, call us at 308-234-BIKE or stop in at 1800 North 2nd Avenue. Get fit with help from the Bike Shed in Kearney. Online at headtotheshed.com.
At Steinbrink Landscaping and Greenhouses in Kearney, our experienced landscape designers will help you take your ideas and dreams for your property and turn them into reality. Unleash your property's full potential by letting our team professionally design, install, and maintain your residential or commercial landscapes. We can help you transform your yard and garden into the envy of the neighborhood. Visit them online at steinbrink.com or stop by and talk to the experts at 2010 30th Avenue. Steinbrink Landscaping, locally grown, locally owned, and a proud sponsor of Kearney High Baseball.
Play ball.
Great Western Bank in Kearney is a proud supporter of the Kearney High Baseball team and would like to wish all the athletes good luck.
Strike three, you're out!
Great Western Bank, making life great. Our focus is on relationship-based consumer, business, and agribusiness banking, offering personal checking, banking on the go, mortgage, savings accounts, money management, and much more. Find out which account is right for you at 2120 First Avenue in Kearney. Great Western Bank, making life great. Go Bearcats!
Yurkowski in center field will stay in the game, just probably got the wind knocked out of him. Off-speed pitch to Worley is across the plate for a strike. This one is low and in the dirt. For ball number one, I say dirt. It is a turf infield at Kearney High. Mason Casper warming up in the left field bullpen. So we'll probably see him here in the bottom half of the fourth, or the top of the fifth, excuse me. And Worley will sky this one to center. Stroh's looking to tag at second. They're going to hold him. So Yurkowski right after getting the wind knocked out, gets tested by Worley, and he'll haul it in to retire Jackson. Sam Ingberg now being pinch hit for by Will Richter. So Coach Archer is now going to the lineup card to make a change. To bring up Will Richter.
He probably just didn't want to sit through another one of Ingberg's at-bats. He's got 15. He's seen 15 pitches already in just two plate appearances, or I guess he saw that many in two plate appearances today.
Off-speed pitch to Richter is a called strike. Coach Archer's probably got a dinner reservation. The Alley Rose, perhaps, the cellar. 0-1 count here. And swinging right through that was Will Richter.
I don't know what
he's probably seen everything he's wanted to see from Sam and wants to save him for Saturday.
I don't know what Coach Archer's got after this, but I know he doesn't want to be late to whatever it is. He's ready to roll.
I would say tee time, but it's not a very good golfing weather. Low and outside here to Richter, so 1-2 the count. Runner on second for Kearney. They need to score two here if they want to end this one after five. This one's low and in the dirt. Gets past Jim Beckia for another that'd be a wild pitch on Booth. Jogging over to third will be Stroh.
That was a literal jog. That wasn't a, hey, he's not sprinting as hard as he can, but he's kind of running. That was a jog.
2-2 the count. And that's inside, almost hit. Well, avoid that one and get another crack at it. 3-2 count here.
I think kind of interesting. I don't think we've actually had a hit batter the entire game, which
I don't think we have either.
It's about the only thing this game's missing.
And swinging through that one was Will Richter. And he'll go down via the strikeout. If I'm looking at my Booth, I believe that's the first strikeout for Booth tonight, Chris.
And you're exactly right, it is. And by the way, the 8-hole hitter, I mean, Richter struck out, but he still saw 6 pitches. So the 8-hole hitter today has seen 21 pitches, and they're 3 plate appearances.
And that'll bring up a new pinch hitter, Gabe Hines. And Hines will sky this one to short. And getting under that one successfully is Miller to retire the side. So no runs for Kearney on one hit, no errors, and one man left on base. We'll head to the top of the fifth. Kearney leads it 10-2. You're listening to High School Baseball on ESPN Tri-Cities.
Starting a new construction or an existing renovation project can seem like a daunting task. A task best trusted to Duncan Tice Construction to design and coordinate virtually any residential or commercial project. Duncan Tice Construction features single source accountability, cost control, and faster completion. Make precision, professionalism, efficiency, and quality control part of your project. Find us at DuncanTiceConstruction.com. A proud sponsor of Kearney Baseball in this broadcast.
Your home or business doesn't have a tarp during rain delays, so when you experience water damage, the only place to call is SeaTac Restoration in Kearney. Whether it's fire damage, storm damage, or even mold remediation, SeaTac is here to get it right. Each member of the SeaTac team shares a commitment to quality. SeaTac is also your home for custom flooring, whether that be hardwoods, laminates, vinyl, tile, or carpeting. Don't just foul off your restoration and flooring plans. Hit a home run with SeaTac at SeaTacRestoration.com.
At Insurance Connection, we strive to make our clients feel like family. Looking for home, auto, life, or business insurance? We're here to help. With locations in Kearney, Gibbon, and Grand Island, our mission is to help you realize your dreams by providing the protection and peace of mind to power life's journey. Contact John, Ray, Jamie, or Jaylene at 308-237-0914 or insconnect.net. Stop in at 2615 2nd Avenue. Proud supporters of Kearney Baseball.
Back here at Memorial Field, Kearney leads it 10-2. Mason Casper is the new pitcher for Kearney. He'll face the 9-1-2 hitters for Twin River, Tensky, Henke, and Jimbekia. 9-1-2. Anybody gets on, it'll be Dureski. Mason Tenetsky will lead it off. He is 0-for-0, he has only had one plate appearance, and he walked in the third. And he takes a look at this one, and it's low for ball number one from Mason Casper. So both Kearney's 1-2s are getting probably one inning of work here, Chris, in preparation for Saturday's district tournament. And that one's crossed from Mason for strike number one.
right? And that's all it really is, because Casper was a guy who kind of dominated the last time out. Grosskreutz struggled compared to what he's done most of the year. So it's definitely just tune-up work for both of these guys.
Tinsky swings right through that one for strike number two. 1-2 the count on Tinsky. Mason delivers off-speed pitch to second base. Shires will field that one. Throw it over to Worley at first to get Mason Tinsky 4-3 for the first out of the inning.
Number six, Jackson.
One away for Kearney here in the top of the fifth. Approaching the 7 o'clock hour. You're listening to High School Baseball on KXPN 1460 in Kearney. And that was actually Grosskreutz at second base. He came into the game as the pitcher, stayed in. So I believe that will eliminate the designated hitter, Corbin Rich. And ball one from Casper. Here comes pitch number two. That's a breaking ball that catches the plate for strike number one. 1-1 the count. Not sure if we have a GV game to follow or not. I see some players over there. And that's a fastball on the outer half for strike number two. So good velocity there from Mason on Jackson Hanke. Jackson 0-2 on the game so far. And outside for ball number two. Try to get him in chase. Jackson grounded to second and flew out to center in his two previous at-bats. And strikes out here to end his third at-bat. First strikeout for Mason Casper. Go along with his 12 from last Friday. That'll bring up Dalton Gambicchia, the catcher. Dalton's 0-1 with a strikeout and a walk. Miller still three batters away, so Twin River wants to extend this game. They're going to likely need to get him back up because you're probably not going to keep Kearney on the goose eggs for two consecutive innings. Mason Casper throws two consecutive balls. That one was really low and in the dirt for ball number two. Not sure if he's trying to overthrow it there.
And you wonder, too, maybe a little bit if that could have been potentially a changeup. They're just trying to work on some things where they're throwing some of those off-speed pitches behind in the count.
Ball three there. Looked like home plate umpire Tim Higgins was looking to the south with the clouds. And a light precipitation has now started here at Memorial Field. Nothing in the looks of severe weather, I don't believe. So this game will finish, and 3-0 count taken for a strike. So Mason gets his first strike here on Gambicchia. And high and inside for ball number four. So Dalton will reach for the second consecutive plate appearance. And it'll bring up Zach Jurecki, the three-hole hitter. And Chris, you were laughing at something over there. What was the...
Well, I couldn't quite figure out how you figured out that there was precipitation going on in the area. And the reason I started laughing is because I saw, like, literally a centimeter speck of water on the window. So I did. When I heard light precipitation, I thought I might have gone blind and might not have been able to see anything that was going on out there. But now I see where the origin of that word came from.
Had some Kearney High School students on the right field side over there scampering for cover. This one's grounded over to throw it short to retire the side 6-3. And Jurecki will go in order. So no runs, no hits, no errors. One man left on base. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth. Kearney needs two to end it. You're listening to High School Baseball on ESPN Tri-Cities.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Johnson, co-owner and realtor at Home Real Estate of Kearney. As a licensed realtor, I can see potential in a house, and I can help clients see it too. Our motto is, there's no place like home, and I enjoy seeing people envision their entire future in a beautiful home that they like. At Home Real Estate of Kearney, our personal touch and first-class help ensure that we are the best agents we can be. Our office phone is 308-234-1080, or our website is www.homekearney.com.
Don't just be a fan of your team, be a full-blown fanatic at Fanatics. Conveniently located on the bricks, Fanatics is your home for pregame, postgame, or even a food-to-go order during the seventh inning stretch. Fanatics is your home for the games you can't get to, with over 30 HD TVs and everyone's favorite bullpen. Don't forget the famous wings, burgers, pizzas, and the best food and drink specials throughout the week. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue, Kearney, and online at fanaticscarney.com. Go Kearney Baseball!
Starting a new construction or an existing renovation project can seem like a daunting task. A task best trusted to Duncan Tice Construction to design and coordinate virtually any residential or commercial project. Duncan Tice Construction features single source accountability, cost control, and faster completion. Make precision, professionalism, efficiency, and quality control part of your project. Find us at DuncanTiceConstruction.com. A proud sponsor of Kearney Baseball in this broadcast.
Back here at Memorial Field, 10-2. JV game will follow. Kearney's got this one all but wrapped up. 10-2 lead. They're facing Blake Booth, who will be out there for his fifth inning of work. And all things considered, outside of that one big inning in the third, Chris, Booth hasn't pitched horribly here against Class A competition.
Right, yeah. I mean, he just hasn't. And it's just the reality of the situation he's in. He just hasn't gotten a lot of help from his defense, and there's been some plays that, like, bloops have dropped that maybe if his fielders had a little bit more range, they'd be able to get to. But, yeah, I mean, the amount of, like, hard-hit balls that he's given up that haven't been grounders isn't that high.
And leadoff hitter Lane Shires will take the first pitch and ground out to third base, 5-3. So one pitch and one out for Booth. Here in the fifth inning, Foster, Miller, and Casper will be due up now for Kearney. Again, needing two runs here to end this one. If it was Legion ball, it would be over because it's the 8-run rule. In high school ball, it's 10. And Corbin will take strike number one at the knees for an 0-1 count.
And this will be interesting to see what Twin River does, because I believe Booth's up near 95 pitches right now, and they haven't even, again, nobody's even approached that bullpen thus far, so not sure what their plan is exactly if he goes over that.
And foul ball just, nice catch, yeah.
Incredible play.
Jureski over there at first base reached over in out of the ballpark and caught that one and brought it back over for out number two. A tremendous play.
And that was, just to be stern, I mean, that's not what I expected after watching everything I've seen today. That play would have been tough for any. I mean, that was, if anybody would have made that play, that would have been a highlight. I mean, that was insane.
Zach Jureski with the highlight play. This one's popped over in front of the Kearney dugout and wheeled in there by Hankey for out number three. So three quick outs, three up, three down. We're going to play the sixth inning here in Kearney. No runs, no hits, no errors, zero left on base. We'll head to the sixth. Kearney leads at 10-2. You're listening to High School Baseball.
Kearney Baseball is brought to you in part by Biotest Plasma.
How would you like to be compensated for becoming a superhero? Biotest Plasma Center, one block south of Menards in Kearney, is currently seeking superheroes. How do you become a superhero? By donating your life-saving plasma. Your plasma will be used to treat a variety of conditions, and when you become a plasma donor superhero, you're compensated for your time, up to $340 a month. Please visit us online at biotestplasma.com or stop by Biotest Plasma Center, one block south of Menards in Kearney.
10 years of doing things the right way have led to a decade of trust between Buffalo Roofing and local homeowners benefiting from quality workmanship and products. From storm damage repair to updating the look of your home with new siding and gutters, Buffalo Roofing is proud of their outstanding service on every job. Trust the company that's built itself on trust. When it comes to roofing, siding, and gutters, local is best. Buffalo Roofing of Kearney, voted best of Kearney 4 years straight. Online at buffaloroofingne.com.
It's the dream of every American, your own home. And Midwest Elite Contracting brings that dream to you. Whether your old home is not big enough, needing updates, or new construction, Midwest Elite Contracting can complete it. On time, on budget. They can help you with everything, including the design, new construction, remodel, siding, roofing, and more. The only name you need is Midwest Elite Contracting. Stop in and see the showroom at their new location, 3803 2nd Avenue, and online at MWElite.com.
And welcome back to Memorial Field. The bullpen game will continue for Kearney High. Seth Stroh, your new pitcher. And he just finished his last warm-up toss. Miller throws it down to second base. Grosskreutz out there at shortstop now, I believe. Casper still at third. Shires at second. And Tyler Shermer now in the game at first base for the Bearcats. And we also had Richter go in for Ingberg in left, Hines in for Rodriguez in center field. And due up now for Twin River, Yurkowski, Miller, and Booth. Yurkowski will take ball one here from Seth Stroh.
It'll be interesting to see what Kearney does with their pitching from here on out, because I don't know if they expected to play past the fifth inning. So these guys are kind of they're probably put in there, penciled in. But if they weren't going to throw in the game, they'd throw in the bullpen. So I'm not sure what they have after Stroh for that seventh inning if we play it.
Stroh delivers a strike, looking, and this one is swung on and missed by Yurkowski. I believe we actually might have a pinch hitter into the game. Stroh delivers high for ball number two. And we do. It's Logan Dickey, senior outfielder for Twin River, gets his first action here, and he strikes out swinging for out number one for Seth Stroh. So Stroh, that's a difficult little tongue twister. Looked good so far through one batter. And it'll bring up the hitter of the game for Twin River, Brandon Miller, shortstop. 2-for-2 on the game. Swings really hard at that one.
Yeah, he was trying to tie the game up, down 8 runs right there with about it'd be cool if it kind of gave you an extra run if you had about 450 feet, but
they don't. So he misses that one, and this one's low in the dirt for ball number one, 1-1. Then he's 2-for-2, triple. And a single, one run scored. Takes that one low and outside for ball number two. Stroh's not going to give him anything good to hit. He was well aware of what Brandon did in the second and the third innings. Takes this one right down the middle for strike number two. So 2-2 count on Miller. I don't see anybody working in the Kearney bullpen, so this could be Seth's game to finish out. Takes that one low and in the dirt for ball number three, 3-2. One away here in the top of the sixth. Kearney leads it 10-2. Stroh delivers and called. Strike three on the outer half. Miller disagreed. I think he just couldn't probably reach that one.
You know, and just to piggyback on that a little bit that I was talking about earlier, now baseball purists, I don't even think it's a good rule. Baseball purists would freak. I mean, they don't even want you changing anything. But how entertaining would it be if you actually could manufacture more runs by hitting the ball further? Because that one swung on and missed right on conversation topic. But, I mean, so if you're trying to keep people to watching TV, if it's 7-2 in the eighth inning and if a guy hits it 550 feet, or let's just say 500 feet, it ties the game. I mean, with my age group, I think it would keep some people locked on the TV.
Sure, it'd be almost the equivalent of like the 3-point line,
right?
In the NBA,
right? See, that's why I don't think it's that crazy of an idea.
And strike number two now delivered to Blake Booth, pitcher for Twin River. We'll see if he goes out there in the bottom of the sixth. I would think he would. Stroh off speed bounces in front of the plate for ball number two. Would you have to have like a second fence out there, or how would that work?
Well, I don't think we're ever going to get to a point where we start thinking about things like that. But, yeah, I mean, as that one swung on and missed a high fastball, and just to finish our conversation point, they've got, like, targets out there where if you hit it, you get a car or something like that. So, obviously, regardless of what – this is something people have thought about.
Now, like in the home run derby.
Right, right, right. Or even just – I mean, I know the Royals used to give out if you hit – and in Bull Durham, that movie, you can win, like, a stake or something if you hit it in the right center field off the bullseye. So, again, I'm not trying to say, hey, let's get this thing implemented. But I'm just telling you, with my age group, you're about 18 to 20. What are they, millennials? You put them in with the – you put that kind of rule with millennials, I'm telling you, they're gonna watch. They would watch.
Three up, three down, four for Sestro and Carney. Three strikeouts, one looking. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on base. We'll take a break. Be back with the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to High School Baseball on ESPN Tri-Cities.
At Steinbrink Landscaping and Greenhouses in Kearney, our experienced landscape designers will help you take your ideas and dreams for your property and turn them into reality. Unleash your property's full potential by letting our team professionally design, install, and maintain your residential or commercial landscapes. We can help you transform your yard and garden into the envy of the neighborhood. Visit them online at steinbrink.com or stop by and talk to the experts at 2010 30th Avenue. Steinbrink Landscaping, locally grown, locally owned, and a proud sponsor of Kearney High Baseball.
Play ball.
Great Western Bank in Kearney is a proud supporter of the Kearney High Baseball team and would like to wish all the athletes good luck.
Strike three, you're out!
Great Western Bank, making life great. Our focus is on relationship-based consumer, business, and agribusiness banking, offering personal checking, banking on the go, mortgage, savings accounts, money management, and much more. Find out which account is right for you at 2120 First Avenue in Kearney. Great Western Bank, making life great. Go Bearcats!
Welcome back to Memorial Field. Kearney leads it 10-2. Casper, Rich, and Stroh do up for the Bearcats. It won't be Rich. It'll actually be Grosskreutz. He came into the game when he was fielding. Mason grounds out to second base, 4-3, so one pitch, one out for Booth, prolonging his pitch count. He will likely hit it, I think, at some point this inning, if not this inning, well, next inning.
He's gotten through. Here's a heck of a stat. The last five batters he's seen, he's gotten through them in just six pitches. So, you want to talk about efficiency. I mean, he should have been out of this game by this batter, I mean, quite easily, based off he was at 91 facing the 8-hole hitter. As he's worked his way back to the lineup, he's only at 97, and he's facing the 5-hole hitter now. So, again, six pitches to record five outs, and Booth's done a good job. And really, Twin River should be pretty proud of themselves, how they've played overall as far as some of the balls they've hit, and to still have this game going. I mean, let's face it, that's a win for them based on how their season's gone, and they should be able to look at that and, you know, kind of be excited about it.
Grosskreutz into the game a few innings ago for Rich, has 2-0 count now, as Booth missed on consecutive pitches. His third one is low and in the dirt for ball number three. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's many people here that thought this was going to go more than 4.5 innings, and there's a good chance here, if he gets two more outs, that we're going to go to the seventh inning here. Grosskreutz takes strike one at the knees, 3-1 count here. Stroh on deck, Worley in the hole. Looks like Berkey has grabbed a new bat, and that'll be a single, for Grosskreutz. A nice piece of hitting, roped it into left center field for a single. And the aforementioned Dylan Berkey steps up into the game, batting for Seth Stroh. Gets his first at bat of the day. Grosskreutz at first base. 10-2. And if he hits it over the fence, it's over. He won't have to hit the bullseye in left center to end it. I think the light precipitation has stopped as well. Off-speed pitch catches the plate for strike number two. So 0-2 count now here on Berkey.
I mean, it's going to be interesting. I don't know if Twin River realizes that they might have to throw another pitcher, because I haven't seen anybody warming up or anything at all. So this might be a little bit interesting.
That one's fouled off the screen right in front of us by Berkey.
My account, sorry.
No, I was going to say that foul ball brought to you by.
All right, get it in.
Home Real Estate.
I don't want those guys mad at me.
Steve Corum, go see him if you want to buy or sell a house.
But I mean, I've got him down for 105. This will be pitch number 106. I hope a poor kid's arm doesn't just go out there without having warmed up or what the situation is. Is that ball's fouled off down that left field line? Ricky making pretty good contact on that one, but just couldn't quite keep it fair. But he's going to be up to 107 pitches on this one. I believe that the maximum I believe we think is about 115 or so.
I thought it was 110.
110 maybe.
So right, he would be able to finish this at bat if he throws three more. If there's three more foul balls. That one's high, so that'd be 108.
But nonetheless, you would have thought by now you had somebody warming up. You know, I mean, just that it doesn't have to be.
To me, that means that one of the position players will be coming.
They don't care about getting any throwing any live pitches. They're just gonna go from second and start throwing off a mound, I guess.
That will be a strikeout. It was in the dirt, low, and swinging right through. It was Berkey, but since first base was occupied. He'll be retired, but scampering down to second base on the pass ball is Grosskreutz. And out comes the coach for Twin River, Coach Jureski, and that'll be it for Booth. He'll have hit his 110, I believe.
I've got him for 108, so we'll see how good my math. Either my math is wrong or he just said we'll cut it short, but.
Looks like 17 handed the ball off to the coach. He's giving it a quick rub.
I don't think maybe playing heads or tails or rock, paper, scissors. So he's about to go in because I'm telling you, I didn't see anybody warming up. You might just hand it back to him. I have no clue what's going on right now.
I suppose if you break the rule, what do you get, a loss? That you already knew you were going to
the catcher.
And, yeah, it looks like Dalton Gambicchia will be the new pitcher. So they'll have to take a little bit of an elongated break here to switch the equipment, and we'll take it with them. You're listening to High School Baseball. 10-2 lead for Kearney Bearcats. You're listening to ESPN Tri-Cities.
You already know that at Lanny Carlson Motors, we go the extra mile for you. And now, we're going for extra bases, too. If we don't have what you're looking for, our convenient car finder tool will help us put you in the right car at the right price. Our prices can't be beat for cars as new as last year's models, and we even have financing available. So come on in and see my husband Lanny, Jerry, or Brandon in North Kearney across from Menards at 6110 2nd Avenue or online at LannyCarlsonMotors.com. That's Lanny Carlson Motors, going the extra mile for you. Proudly supporting Kearney High School Baseball.
Your home or business doesn't have a tarp during rain delays, so when you experience water damage, the only place to call is SeaTac Restoration in Kearney. Whether it's fire damage, storm damage, or even mold remediation, SeaTac is here to get it right. Each member of the SeaTac team shares a commitment to quality. SeaTac is also your home for custom flooring, whether that be hardwoods, laminates, vinyl, tile, or carpeting. Don't just foul off your restoration and flooring plans. Hit a home run with SeaTac at SeaTacRestoration.com.
To be a Platte River Prep school sponsor, like Kearney Catholic, Awori Dunes, and Copycat Printing, email digital@PlatteRiverRadio.com and find out how you can support your team on PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Five stations.
1230 KHIS.
KSS. Hastings.
KXPN Kearney.
The Breeze 94.5.
Classic Hits.
Power 99.
One team.
Platte River Preps.
Platte River Preps.
PlatteRiverPreps.com. Powered by Platte River Radio. Local sports. Your music.
At Steinbrink Landscaping and Greenhouses in Kearney, our experienced landscape designers will help you take your ideas and dreams for your property and turn them into reality. Unleash your property's full potential by letting our team professionally design, install, and maintain your residential or commercial landscapes. We can help you transform your yard and garden into the envy of the neighborhood. Visit them online at steinbrink.com or stop by and talk to the experts at 2010 30th Avenue. Steinbrink Landscaping, locally grown, locally owned, and a proud sponsor of Kearney High Baseball.
At Insurance Connection, we strive to make our clients feel like family. Looking for home, auto, life, or business insurance? We're here to help. With locations in Kearney, Gibbon, and Grand Island, our mission is to help you realize your dreams by providing the protection and peace of mind to power life's journey. Contact John, Ray, Jamie, or Jaylene at 308-237-0914 or insconnect.net. Stop in at 2615 2nd Avenue. Proud supporters of Kearney Baseball.
back here at Memorial Field alongside Chris Lang, and I'm Jeff Babel. Stacy John's taking care of us back in the studio. Dalton Gambicchia, the new pitcher, he was the catcher. He'll try to finish off this sixth inning of work, working from the stretch. He'll deliver to a new batter, number 23, Tyler Schirmer. Schirmer was in the game for Worley last inning on defense in Jackson, Schirmer fouls that one down the first baseline. That foul ball brought to you by Home Real Estate. There's no place like home. And Gambicchia will deliver, and this one is hit by Schirmer very deep over the right fielder's head. That'll be at the warning track. That'll be an RBI triple for Schirmer. And Coach Archer brings up the stop sign to keep him at third.
That ball was probably put about 8.5 feet from going over that fence over there and right, and that would have ended that thing right there. So Schirmer right in the game, that lefty bat got a good pitch that he liked and saw and really lifted that thing up, and also had some pretty good exit velocity on it and nearly got it over the wall.
So the winning run, I guess is what you would call it, is 90 feet away. Wouldn't be the winning run. The winning run would have been the third run of the game. But the game-ending run, standing 90 feet away, Tyler Schirmer, Will Richter into the game. And takes strike number one, 1-1 the count. Will's been in the game as a courtesy runner, came in the field, 0-for-1 with a strikeout so far in his one plate appearance. And Gambicchia will deliver it for a strike, strike number two. So 1-2 count here, two away. Again, game ending run 90 feet away. 1-2 count from Gambicchia, delivers low and in the dirt for ball number two. Schirmer with a decent lead at third. If anything gets by, he's looking to score.
A little bit of anxiety going on that Kearney dugout right now. They really want to end this thing without going out there another half inning.
2-2 count is outside for ball number three.
Of course, that could just be me too as well. But
I think that might be all of us. It was a pretty close pitch. Umpire Tim Higgins does not give the outside corner. Perhaps he wants to see this game end as well. Payoff pitch is hit the center field, and it should be caught out there by Yerbowski, and he does not catch it. So that will end it. A RBI single will end this one here for Kearney, and they'll come away with a 12-2 victory over Twin River after 6 2/3 innings.
And I said the only person who's disappointed by what just happened there is probably Will Richter, because he's only going to get credited for a single, and that thing probably he certainly would have had two and maybe even potential three bases. So his slugging percentage, somebody's got to put an asterisk next to that thing, because I'm telling you, he could have gotten one or two extra bases when he looked back on that at the end of the year.
All right. Kearney wins it 12-2. Gosh dang it. And we'll wrap it up here on the postgame show. You're listening to High School Baseball on ESPN Tri-Cities.
10 years of doing things the right way have led to a decade of trust between Buffalo Roofing and local homeowners, benefiting from quality workmanship and products. From storm damage repair to updating the look of your home with new siding and gutters, Buffalo Roofing is proud of their outstanding service on every job. Trust the company that's built itself on trust. When it comes to roofing, siding, and gutters, local is best. Buffalo Roofing of Kearney, voted best of Kearney 4 years straight. Online at buffaloroofingne.com.
You already know that at Lanny Carlson Motors, we go the extra mile for you. And now, we're going for extra bases, too. If we don't have what you're looking for, our convenient car finder tool will help us put you in the right car at the right price. Our prices can't be beat for cars as new as last year's models, and we even have financing available. So come on in and see my husband Lanny, Jerry, or Brandon in North Kearney across from Menards at 6110 2nd Avenue or online at LannyCarlsonMotors.com. That's Lanny Carlson Motors, going the extra mile for you. Proudly supporting Kearney High School Baseball.
Back here at Kearney's Memorial Field, I'm Jeff Babel alongside Chris Lang. Kearney wins it 12-2. JV games to follow. Let's take a look at some of the numbers. First for Twin River, I had Jackson Hinkey going 0-for-3. Dalton Gambicchia was 0-for-1 with two walks. Zach Jurecki was 0-for-2 with a walk. Jameson Yurkowski was 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. Brandon Miller, the lone bright spot for Twin River, was 2-for-3 with a run scored. Blake Booth was 0-for-2 with a strikeout, or 0-for-3, excuse me, two strikeouts. Connor Oberhauser was 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. Preston Gambecchia was 1-for-2 with a run scored as well, and Mason Tenske was 0-for-2. Noah Carpenter went two innings for Carney. Welker, Stroh, Grosskreutz, and Casper each went one. I'll officially, unofficially give Noah Carpenter the win. We'll take a look at Carney numbers right after this break. You're listening to High School Baseball on ESPN Tri-Cities.
Carney Baseball is brought to you in part by Biotest Plasma.
How would you like to be compensated for becoming a superhero? Biotest Plasma Center, one block south of Menards in Kearney, is currently seeking superheroes. How do you become a superhero? By donating your life-saving plasma. Your plasma will be used to treat a variety of conditions, and when you become a plasma donor superhero, you're compensated for your time, up to $340 a month. Please visit us online at biotestplasma.com or stop by Biotest Plasma Center, one block south of Menards in Kearney.
Back here at Memorial Field, 10-2, 12-2 win for Kearney. Let's take a look at the numbers. Lane Shire was 2-for-4 with two RBIs. Corbin Foster was 1-for-4. Braden Miller was 2-for-4 with an RBI. Mason Casper, 0-for-3. Corbin Rich was 0-for-2. Brant Grosskreutz, 1-for-1 with a run scored. Seth Stroh was 1-for-2 with a run scored. Jackson Worley was 1-for-2 with a run scored and an RBI. Tyler Shermer was 1-for-1 with an RBI triple. Sam Ingberg was 1-for-2 with a two run scores. Will Richter was 1-for-1. Trey Rodriguez was 1-for-1 with a run scored, and Gabe Hines was 0-for-1. Noah Carpenter again was the starting pitcher. He'll be your winner. Blake Booth, the tough luck loser for Twin River, he went 5 2/3, gave up 11 runs, and Dalton Gambia came in to finish off the last of the sixth inning, wasn't able to record an out, so his earned run will keep his ERA above 30, and that'll end it for today's game. We'll have at 1:30, time change from what we initially had reported earlier in the day. It'll be Millard North and Kearney from Millard West High School. If Kearney is lucky enough to win, they'll have the championship game against likely Millard West at 4 o'clock on Saturday. Doug Doodle will have the call for you there. Chris, final thoughts from this one?
I hope my car didn't get hit on by a foul ball. That's the most important thing, I think. But
Sam Ingberg maybe would have been.
Ingberg and his 48 foul balls hit today. But no, I think Kearney did what they wanted to do, right? I mean, I should take that back. They wanted to get out of here in five innings. They didn't do that, but they, overall, you know, they put balls in play. They didn't strike out hardly at all. They for the most part, they threw strikes, maybe one or two innings, where they kind of struggled with that a little bit. And they got to simulate some situations, whether it be, I know there was a box steal that Twin River had where they stepped off. Noah Carpenter stepped off and calmly threw it to second to get an out, and then they had a steal of home, kind of, not necessarily, but a ball hit back to the pitcher. They had a pickle. So they got a lot of those types of situations in. So it was a successful tune-up game, and maybe most importantly, they were able to get some of those guys, Grosskreutz, get him some confidence back, Casper, just get him some game innings before he goes and throws again this weekend, and get Seth Stroh again on the mound for one inning. So overall, not an A+, but certainly give yourself a good B or B+ for Kearney today. And give Twin River and Booth and Miller, give those guys a lot of credit. They really played good games for Twin River today.
Looking ahead to Saturday, what do you think the keys will be for Kearney to come away with a district championship?
Well, I know they struggled a little bit last time against Millard North, and a lot of it was Millard North had a pitcher, a little bit of a shorter guy. I'm not sure if we'll see him again. He was about a 5'9 kid who really looked like he could crank his fastball up into the mid-80s. He had some good movement on it, a good power curve. So the biggest thing is if they can get past Millard North, you get yourself some confidence going into Millard West. But that's really for both parties. I don't think either one of them is too excited to play one another because that's a tough draw in your first-round matchup. Millard North, I think, played a lot better than their record indicated. Their seven-hole hitter last time against Kearney, he hit one about 400 feet to left. So It's one of those teams I think probably underperformed a little bit throughout the year and probably is a little bit better than their wild card point rankings would entail. But Kearney probably is the same way. I mean, they beat Grand Island three times. Grand Island's ranked, I think about ninth or eighth. Mm-hmm. So their focus, I think, like you talked a little bit to Matt on it before the game, their focus has got to be completely on Millard North. Millard West, that's going to be a juggernaut. You already know that game is going to be insanely hard. You just got to figure your goal right now is to try to figure out a way to get to Millard West. Put yourself in that opportunity to get to that game.
All right. Well, we'll have those games for you again here on ESPN 1460. A 1:30 first pitch, and so a 1:15 pregame with Doug Duda on Saturday. Until then, you're listening to High School Baseball on ESPN Tri-Cities. Have a good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a Platte River Radio ESPN Tri-City Sports Production brought to you by Platte River Preps. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, visit PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Home, and you've got Igate, and you know, should Clint Capella start? Are we going to get